Are those blueprints?
Oh, these? They're just some projects I'm working on. Museum. Hospital for kids.
Really? Are you an architect?
Just till I get my PGA tour card.
No, I mean, are they putting up some sort of a new museum in town, or is it...
Now, to tell you the truth, I'm sort of burnt out on talking about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
Well, the hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good shit, so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
Listening to Entertainment Landfill, film, television, pop culture. It's where you find it.
I'm so glad you could come in. You know, with a resume like this and a degree from Stanford, it's astounding you haven't been snatched up already.
Snatch me up. I'm 100% snatchable. I'm sorry, I don't use the word snatch very often for a myriad of reasons.
Relax.
Este compa ya está muerto. No más no le han avisado.
How much for everything? All together. Well, only a jackass would carry that cannon in the streets like that. Here. Here's a beautiful handmade holster I had made in Mexico. $40. $350 for the Magnum, $250 for the .38, $1.25 for the .25, $150 for the .380. You take this, and wait here, I'll walk down with you. How about dope? Grass, ash, coke, mescaline, downers, nebutol, toluol, chloral hydrates. How about uppers, amphetamines?
No, I'm not interested in that stuff.
Crystal meth, I can get you crystal meth. Nitrous oxide. How about that? How about a Cadillac? I get you a brand new Cadillac with the pink slip for $2,000.
We have 40 pounds of product ready to ship. Ready to go.
Are you ready?
Who the hell are you?
You know.
You all know exactly who I am. Say my name.
Do what? I don't have a damn clue who the hell you are.
Yeah, you do. I'm the cook.
Bullshit.
You sure? That's right. Now, say my name.
Heisenberg.
You're goddamn right.
It's Friday. Time for the show.
Time for Entertainment Landfill. Worst timing ever, Steven. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's now Friday. Time for you to join the ranks of Entertainment Landfill in Friday Night Podcast. So all you got to do to join in is get out an old cassette player and hit record and talk to us like you're on the show and then send it to us later. It'll be awesome. It's the latest craze I've thought of. It's going to be genius. What do you guys think? Pretty clever?
Hipsters love cassette tape, so that's making a comeback. There
you go. Oh, yeah, I love cassettes. Now, I am the J-Strom, and I don't know if you can hear it, but baby going insane running around the house. Also here is Steven the Pop Culture Zealot.
Hey,
Steven.
I made it.
What's up? To my left.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can. I can hear you very well.
I couldn't hear anything.
Also, we have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
I could be better.
Aw. Well, you know what? I was really bummed out. Last Friday was your birthday, and you couldn't do the show.
Yeah, I had my sister and niece here. It was interesting, to say the least.
Well, do you
want to
know
what? I'm not quite used to two-year-olds, and especially two-year-olds that need naps that don't get them, and it just... It was really, really interesting.
Well, I don't know if she was going through this, but they do call it the terrible twos.
Well, she's pretty freaking awful, so... yeah, I think she qualifies for that.
Emma was a late bloomer. It was like terrible threes for a couple of weeks, but she got better, you know?
You know, my niece did something that I'd only ever seen in movies. And I was like, wow, they actually do that? Where... she didn't want to do something, or I can't even remember. I think maybe the dog ran by her really fast and scared her or something. And she just threw this tantrum where she threw herself on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Like dramatically. And then whenever my sister went to pick her up, she's just like limp, like a dead body. And I was like, oh my God. Like, what? I hate kids. Like, I just.
Emma never did that, but I did that when I was a kid.
And
You know, I don't want to speak ill of my mother, but her way of snapping me out of it was a smack to the face. And I would just like snap out of it like immediately.
It was a different time, yeah.
It was like smack, and I'd be like,
now
huh?
it's stunned feelings. Use your words.
I'm not supposed to do that.
She'll smack the shit out of me if I do that. But I used to like go, like stomp my feet. Because I had two sisters that drove me insane till finally I would freak out and just go,
yeah, I know. I would freak out too, but I never threw myself on the ground. Like, I mean, I had three sisters, so I know the insanity
they
feeling.
They would just trample on you if you fell down.
Yeah.
Stampede!
I mean, I threw plenty of tantrums, but it was just the first time I ever saw the I'm going to throw myself on the ground thing in real life.
Yeah. Well, you know why I was bummed out is because I had a birthday clip to play for you for your birthday. Is it too late to play it for you? A belated birthday clip?
It's only 7 days.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Bill. And this is for you, Bill. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daniel Shan. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. You hear the fireworks in the background?
I do.
They're celebrating.
Are those Japanese fireworks?
Daniel San. But there you go, Bill. Happy birthday. I hope
Thank
you had a good birthday.
Thank you to you, Steven, and Mr. Miyagi.
Yes. Mr. Miyagi. Too bad he's dead. But anyway.
Well, he's alive in our hearts.
Yes, he is. Whenever you play Karate Kid, he's alive again.
Yep, and he's still alive in Collision Course with Jay Leno.
Oh, yes. I need to see that sometime. You know, that's something for a VHS, one of those VHS podcasts, if they can get that movie.
Collision Course. Jesus, that movie's so freaking bad.
Like, I wonder if Severin's looking for that. My nephew.
That's one of those movies that was on HBO one time all summer long, and you just, it's so freaking awful.
It's Mr. Miyagi, and,
you know, I'm a cop, and Mr. Miyagi's, you know, he's an investigator from Japan. It was like the original shitty Ratner movie, Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. It even has the same font for the title.
Oh, my God. We just figured something out.
Yep.
That shitty director stole the plot from a shitty Jay Leno movie.
He did.
Oh, man. I love Rush Hour, though. That's a classic, isn't it? Do you have the entire trilogy?
No. I can honestly admit that I probably own the first one on DVD, but...
Oh, I do too. It's in that shitty snapper.
Yes,
Warner Brothers case.
The wonderful Warner Brothers nice. Cardboard snapper cases.
What the hell did you just say?
That stick out further than everything else.
Oh man, I hate those. I have all my DVDs tucked away in a cabinet. I would love to just get rid of all of them. I was thinking of doing like the people across the street been doing a yard sale like all week. I would just have one table full of DVDs, like each one for $1 or
just
something.
Just go to Price Books.
Huh?
They'll buy DVDs.
Say so.
Oh yeah.
Like for a penny though.
I don't know what they'll.
Exactly. I've invested so much money into thousands of DVDs in my basement, and I just couldn't do it.
If you start thinking about how much you spend on them, it's like, no, I'd rather just keep them. That's the way I feel. I go back.
I mean, it's not hoarding. It's just the fact that you invested so much money into them. Why would you ever, you know, such a horrible return on it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's certain DVDs I watched over and over again.
Got your money's worth.
Yeah, like my Terminator 2 Judgment Day with the metal case, like the titanium steel thing, you know?
Yeah, I have two of those. I have one that I think is the silver one with the T2 printed on it that was released by Artisan.
Artisan, yeah.
And then there was another one that came out that has the model, the Arnold model. Like embossed on it, and it's
the
also T-800. A steel pack.
Yeah, the T-800 edition.
Yeah,
but I watched that like when I first got my DTS decoding receiver, and I would watch the DTS intro over and over again. That and be like, oh, awesome! You know, just like so silly.
Yeah, when you got the DTS, you call me over. We'd watch snippets of movie where the sound was just crazy.
Like the whenever Arnold is shooting the locks off that fence, Bill.
Yes,
that sounds awesome. Or like when the T-1000's first in that hallway and he's just going, you know, oh man, it's so beautiful. The sound
it was.
Is
there was
great sound.
I remember that was the craze. And remember, DreamWorks started releasing the DTS discs, and those were like highly sought after to the point where, like, I even bought was it Mouse Hunt?
because
it had an incredible DTS mix.
Trust me on this.
Yeah, we know John Connor. It was good. Oh, you know what was awesome though? And don't laugh at me. I know it's a shitty movie. What an awesome DTS mix back in the day. U571, the whole depth chart.
Oh, no,
scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was awesome.
And like every time the movie comes up, I have to bring up the fact that Jon Bon Jovi gets hit in the head with like a what is that?
A submarine door?
Submarine door?
A hatch blows off. Into him. That's the best part
of the movie.
Yeah. You're like, yes, Bon Jon Bovi. Got hit by a hatch.
His head's a runaway.
Sorry.
His head's a runaway.
I always picture him with a little steno pad, like, with a steel horse I ride. Yeah, okay. Wanted.
Okay. Dead or alive?
Yeah! Someone call Richie Sambora in here!
This shit writes itself!
This shit writes itself. Yeah, big time! Oh, man, good stuff.
Raise your hands! Yeah, I just say that over and over again!
It's all the same! Oh, okay. Stop It, Jason. No,
that song's all about his music.
Yeah. Now, Bill, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out. Have you been playing it?
No, not for at least, not probably for a week. Only because I've been busy.
I played it, though.
Yes, I have. But I'm still pissed off that I haven't been able to just totally invest like 8 hours at a time.
You're ahead of me, though, in the game, I think.
You're way ahead of me now.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you are. Because you're asking me about these sniper missions, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's one sniper mission. Here's what the funny thing about Grand Theft Auto 5. The game, even though I played all the Grand Theft Autos before, I'm always still wowed by the city and the depth of it. And walking around, you'll hear people saying stuff, and it's just crazy. I'm still wowed by that and things you can interact with in the game, and you can ride a bike over on the beach and shit like that. Sometimes, you know, there have been times where I've just walked around or I will ride a bike and I don't even want to do any of the missions and go to the beach and stuff. And it's pretty awesome. And then I'll, like, eventually just punch somebody.
Isn't that funny how that works? Like, I'll see somebody standing on the corner of the street, just be like, I don't like how they look. And I'll, like, run up to them and just clock them.
Well,
it's
here's
really
like the
satisfying.
Funny thing. I've noticed, I don't know if the other games do it. I don't think they do, really. You have to really bother people for them to run away or go, ah! If you go stand next to someone, after a few seconds, they're like, ugh, and they just walk away. Like, everyone's really negative.
You stink or something.
Well, what's funny is there's a statue guy, a guy posing as a statue, and there's people with their cameras, cell phones, like videoing it or taking pictures. And I was sitting there watching him for a while, and I thought it was kind of funny how people are watching him. So I walked up and I go, just punch him in the face. And I was like, what the hell? One more time. And then stomp. And all of a sudden you see a pool of blood. Oh, shit, I killed the guy.
I killed him.
And everyone's going, ah,
I've noticed that, like, money doesn't pop out of everyone like it used to. And, like, the early GTA games, you could kill anybody and get fat stacks of cash.
Yeah, it's like a sword of people. And I've had some people, like, give me shit, like, all of a sudden, like, yo, man, what the hell are you looking at? Or something. I go, uh-oh, it's over for this guy.
Don't stand near the police. Like, don't go to a police station and stand there or you will get killed.
Yeah, I saw that video of that where you can just stand there and they're like, what are you looking at? And then they'll go, get down on the ground. And then they start shooting. Take them down. You're like, I wasn't doing anything. That's so funny. But
there's some. I always look for the question mark missions. I love those.
Yeah.
Like, there's the strange people. Like, there was one I ran across. It was like this psycho fitness lady, and then
The jogging lady. She's like, she's like militant about her jogging, and she's like, I bet you couldn't beat me in a race, you pussy. And he's like, well, I'll take you on. And then all of a sudden, you're racing her down the beach, and she's like, come on, keep up, you pansy. And then eventually,
I beat her pretty good.
Yeah, I passed her too. What's funny is your character, you have to keep tapping the button, and all of a sudden, like, he gets in the red where, like, he has chest problems.
Yeah, you start to lose health because you run out of stamina.
And he's like, oh, and the controller's shaking. I was like, I'm going to give him a heart attack. Slow down.
There's really a great one with Trevor where you run into these two old people raiding trash. And they're, like, obsessed with celebrities, and they want you to rob a celebrity's house. Like,
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, I love those missions. Those are my favorite ones.
The paparazzi missions where you go with a paparazzo guy, it's so funny. There's this,
for Franklin,
you're taking pictures of this celebrity, and there's this rival paparazzi guy, and he's like, oh, no, he's stealing my scoop. We got to stop him. So I go, and shoot him, and he goes, I didn't tell you to kill him.
I ended up killing him. He like got on the freeway and he was getting away, so I just started shooting and attacked him in the head.
In the Grand Theft Auto 4, I used to chase guys forever. Then I was like, now I've learned my lesson. I'll shoot him in the first block, like just get shot in the head, and they're like,
and you normally get like a check mark or something in the mission, like, and complete it quicker if you complete it quicker, if you just shoot them, or
I just shoot them immediately as best I can.
Yeah,
the funniest thing is when stray bullets shoot somebody else, I'm like, oh shit.
I don't know why I keep doing it, but to change the radio stations, you push left on the directional pad.
Yeah, I've done it too. left and shoulder button.
I keep hitting the left bumper, and that makes you elbow out your window and start shooting.
Like, there is some funny shit in the game where there's spoofs of, like, American Idol in the game. And stuff on TV, of course, is hilarious. But there's a part where you do yoga with your wife's, like,
yes,
weird...
what's the guy's name? Armando or something?
Namaste. You know, namaste. And he's like, you must inhale and exhale. You know, he has, like, this lisp that's hilarious. Oh, it's so funny. The game is effed up and sick, too, but...
It's very skeevy. But I think what makes it so poignant is that it really is just, it puts our culture under a demented microscope. And
at
times
satire,
you're like,
you know,
this totally is makes sense and is very sad.
There's a character you play called Trevor. You play three different people in the game that you can switch between. Like, and that's a really cool thing. It does like a satellite view where it goes, the camera pulls up and then it moves over and then comes down on the other character. It's a really cool effect. Very cinematic, you know? And this Trevor dude is so despicable and disgusting, Bill.
Yeah, they've gone out of their way to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, oh man, I can't even describe it, but.
And the way they introduce him
is also hilarious.
It's upsetting.
It's very upsetting.
For fans of GTA 4, it's upsetting.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think that's who I think it is. And then I had to look it up online, and you were like, yeah, it is that guy. And I was like, holy shit. And I was like upset about it. And
I was shocked.
I was
like, well, how did it get that far? How did it go from there to there? And it just...
I wasn't just upset. I was disturbed. Basically, a character you play in Grand Theft Auto 4, or a character from the other game, Bill.
The DLC.
Yeah, appears in this game. And that's all I'll say about it if you haven't played it. Because I know Zell was saying that he hasn't gotten to play that much of it. I don't want to spoil anything, but it's pretty shocking. And it's pretty cool the way they've tied them together. There's even a reference to Nico that I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love when
there's
they do
a guy,
stuff like that.
What was it? There's a guy making waves on the East Coast, or a European guy making waves or something.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And I've done one heist where you plan it out with the map and everything, and that was fun. I've actually done another thing with a helicopter, but I don't know if that was a heist technically.
I did the first heist at the diamond or the store.
Heists are technically the ones where you hire people, and I've only done one of those.
Yeah, I've only done one of those, and then there was the helicopter thing. Yeah, but
man,
that's about as far as I've gotten. I do the little side ones. Did you? You've done the moment. Like the psychedelic moment with Michael.
Yes.
That was so freaking weird. And what's funny is I knew that I was watching the map from a whiteout, and I actually directed him to land at his house's pool.
Oh, that's awesome.
So whenever he woke up, he was in his backyard, and I was like, yes! Now I don't have to go to jack a car.
Yeah, I was pretty close to his house. I had to steal a bicycle.
So you did the same thing? You were looking for the house?
Yes, I was trying to get as close
to the city.
When
I was that high, I was like, I knew that it was north of the city. I knew that there were hills, and I'm just looking for it.
Cause...
And I picked a house. I thought it was the third house up the hill, and I just went for it.
That's the thing I'm amazed about the game, the detail. When you're way up in the air, like in an airplane or a helicopter, you can see shit moving around just like it always, like it really exists.
The amount of detail, the amount of work that went in, it's really impressive. Like, when they talk about how much money it made in one day, it deserves it. I mean, the amount of work,
the man
hours that went into that is...
Yeah. It made $1 billion in the first week.
Yeah.
And
I think they said, almost eight... Yeah, I think it was $1 billion in the first week.
It's so funny, because you have cell phones now. I mean, you have cell phones in the other game, but they weren't touchscreen phones.
Yeah,
now
they weren't like this, or you could take selfies.
Yeah, you can take pictures, but you can also go online on your phone in the game and stuff. It's pretty funny. Send text messages.
It encourages you to reply to emails, to open up new missions, and reply to texts and all that.
Yeah,
it's... really cool.
yeah, it's really cool. And I can't wait to play it more. I've been a little distracted. You know, I had to do other stuff. And that game is a time suck because a time sink. You'll sit down and all of a sudden 3 hours has passed, you know?
Yeah, I remember when GTA 4 came out, I would just sit down when I got home at like 6, 7 o'clock after I ate. And the next thing I know, the sun would be rising. Mm-hmm. And you lose all track of time.
And I don't even, I haven't messed with the stock market yet. I know you could buy stocks and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't done any of that yet.
You can customize cars and soup them up. I haven't done that at all.
No, me neither. I'm just consumed with the characters in the main story.
Yeah, and there's like, you play one of your characters is a black guy, and there's so many N-bombs in the game. And I can't play it when Emma's home at all.
God damn it, Webster.
Unless I guess I would put headphones on, I guess I could. But then I have the fear of baby running by and like running right into it.
Yeah, and you know what? That's probably not something that she would come out and then see you playing and you could be like, oh, I'm just killing zombies sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just driving on the beach.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what's going to happen with that. Yeah. You could come out at the scene with the paparazzi where there's a situation.
I know what you're talking about.
That particular mission, and she would be like, what are they doing? And just
it's off limits. Basically, I can only play it.
It's an R-rated game. It's probably NC-17, honestly.
Bullshit.
No, yeah, it is. Definitely. Now, Bill, we have some voicemails. Steven, we have some voicemails. Okay. And the first one is from Hannah. Let's check it out. Hannah's one of our biggest listeners, biggest fans. Oh, and I want to say this.
Me today.
Oh, cool. Well, I did a post on Facebook asking, pretty much pleading for, I don't know how to do it tactfully, Bill. I tried to do it tactfully.
You did it quite respectfully.
Did you read it, Steven?
Yeah, I read it.
Basically, I was just saying that when you put out the show, we just want to hear something back. And I'm trying. It's hard to say something without coming off needy. And I don't mean to come off needy. But really, guys, I mean, we did a show 2 weeks ago and we wait for that's plenty of time for people to. I want to hear stuff. Yes, it's the show, when we do it, it's a cry for help. I want people like me. I want to get to know you, people like us, right? We want to hang out with you. And it's awesome how we can do that on the Facebook fan club page, the group, whatever it's called.
I read all the comments, and I'm saying, yeah.
I mean, it's nice to hear.
I always try to interact with people on Facebook. Always.
I didn't mean to come off pathetic if I was. I got real self-conscious talking to my dad, and he goes, wow, you sounded bitter. And I go, I didn't mean to sound bitter. That's not what I was saying. I was just saying, it's got to be a mutual thing here. I just
text
feel like
is also very difficult.
When you read someone's words in text,
people can read into things that aren't there.
I thought I was being clever. I didn't mean to sound
I thought you did too.
I think my dad pictured me with my head down, like,
oh, woe is me.
Yeah.
Throwing a hissy fit.
And I was trying to sound funny, but I guess I failed. I don't know.
No, I think anybody that knows us knows what you were going for.
I probably shouldn't even talk about it. But anyway, we have a voicemail from Hannah. Let's check it out.
Hey guys, it's Hannah. Just calling to send some more feedback and show you some love since you've been requesting it. I promised to tell you what films I'd watched on the plane on the trip to New Zealand. I can't remember everything because, well, basically I was quite tired. But some of the things I watched, Die Hard with Vengeance, Burt Wonderstone, Intouchables, 1 Hour Photo, Mrs. Doubtfire, Monsters, Inc., Monsters University, Minority Report, The Hobbit, and 500 Days of Summer. So a fairly mixed bag, and I think the overriding feeling was just watch stuff that if I fall asleep midway, I'm not going to be too disappointed. Yes, so there you go. Those are my films. I hope you guys are all well, and I really look forward to hearing the latest episode. Lots of love. Bye.
Thank you, Hannah. That's cool. I bet that was cool going to New Zealand. And you know what? You mentioned Die Hard with a Vengeance. After the show, last time we did it, I looked up that water jug bomb thing again. Right. And I figured it out. I understood it. I had it all in my head, knew it.
And now you've forgotten it.
It's just really hard to explain. Basically, it's a 5-gallon jug and a 3-gallon jug, right? And they need exactly 4 gallons to put on the weight to defuse the bomb. What you do is you fill the 5-gallon up, right, Bill?
No, yep. You fill the 3-gallon up and dump it into the 5-gallon.
No. You fill up the 5-gallon.
Don't challenge me!
No. You fill up the 5-gallon, pour it in the 3, then you have 2 left. Dump out the 3, pour in the 2, then you, what do you
I'm
do,
I'm so
Steven?
Confused.
I've already forgot again. Shit! Anyway, we have another voicemail. This one from Scott. Let's take it out. That will forever annoy the shit out of me, by the way. Even when I read it and I go, okay, I get it. I need to go get an effing jugs, and I need to do a YouTube video
Yeah, you
of
filled
it.
A 3 up in there.
No, I understand, but I need the jugs. I need to do it myself. Otherwise,
I'll
never...
You fill up the 5-gallon jug.
You fill it up twice, and you leave 1 gallon left in the 3... And you pour everything out. You pour the 1 gallon in the 5. Then you pour 3 more gallons in.
See,
got 4.
You're not helping me. It's
Boom.
All gibberish.
Done.
Yeah, this is like high school. It's going it's like, in one ear and out the other.
I remember in math class, like 8th grade, the teacher would call me for a math problem. And I go, and she go, look at the wall. Stare at the blank wall. Uh-huh. Now picture, see the numbers. Do you see this? Okay, and then you do this, and you round this. And I was like, I don't see shit!
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, lady, but I'm not delusional.
I got a red face, and I'm sweating. Could you please call on someone else?
Yeah. I sat next to my best friend, Tim, and he's the only one that got me through math classes. Because he always moved his paper over closer to me during tests.
Oh, man, brutal. I hated it.
I could sleep through That's math bullshit. Class and still pass.
Well, screw you, Steven.
It clicked with me. Sorry.
Isn't that a little politically incorrect?
Okay, let's check this out.
No,
Scott!
I've always been horrible.
Hi, Jason. Hi, Steven. Hi, Bill. It's Scott from the Stinking Paws podcast over in the UK. I'm embarrassed to actually say that I've been listening to you guys now for about 3, possibly 4 years, and this is my first bit of feedback to you, to which I deeply, deeply apologise. Our podcast here has only been going for about 3 or 4 months. We don't expect any feedback. You guys have been going forever. And you know, you deserve a bit of love and sort of feedback from the people that listen. Well, rest assured, guys, that, you know, the people that do listen do appreciate what you do and the time and the effort it takes in. I certainly appreciate it since I started doing our little podcast. It is hard work, and it is nice to have a bit of feedback now and again. But all I can say is, guys, sterling job. Thank you very much for entertaining me. I listened to your latest just this morning, actually, and loved it. So hopefully this won't be my last bit of feedback to you. Speak to you soon, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
You know what we need to do? We need to have a support system of podcasters. We're all just pat each other on the back.
Like, we've always wanted to set something like that up, like a network.
Yeah. Like, it was Rick Gutierrez was like, at least you get voicemail.
Yeah, and Scott is actually part of a podcast called The Stinking Paws. And I downloaded theirs. I was got my new iPhone 5S, and yeah, so I know you wanted me to get Android, but I love this phone.
It's
and
stinking up this kitchen.
I was going through the podcasting stuff, and I actually put them on along with a couple other ones, like, you know, United States Kingdom. Oh. Hey, Webster, go blow it out your ass. I hear you.
Oh,
screw
no.
you.
What's going on there?
He wants to go outside, I think. You're a stinker. I put the Stinking Paws on and all those. So, yeah, I just started listening to them. They're pretty good. I like them.
That's cool. And it's cool that he listens to the show and he's
listening
for a long time.
And Webster loves it.
You know what's funny is, you know, Laura works at the Apple store. She has an iPhone. Severin has an iPhone. My dad has an iPhone. And when you bought that new iPhone, I was like, oh, lost another one. They've all joined the cult.
I got
but,
oh,
you know what?
So
I
happy.
Do miss. I miss the huge screen. I love the huge screen on my Galaxy. And
well, that's what I've been ruined about with my phone. I can never go to a smaller phone after this. I've
like,
been
when I try to type on my iPhone, my fat fingers always press one key over or something. So I'm getting used to it, but I do definitely miss the big screen. But this screen is so clear, this Retina display.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really stunning. I love it, though. It's super fast, 64-bit operating system. There is no lagging going on here.
Stunning!
Yes, it's the most amazing, stunning.
Well, that's cool. Did you get it for your birthday, basically?
I did. I treated myself. I went on a whim.
On a whim,
the day after my birthday on Saturday, first thing was like, "Hey, do you have any iPhones?" And they're like, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, do you have the 5S?" And they're like, "Well, no, we only have a couple." I was like, "Do you have the silver?" "No." And I was like, "Well, do you have anything in the 64 gigabyte?" And she goes, "Oh, we actually do have a silver 64 gigabyte." So I guess they don't expect people to walk in and get the most expensive.
Yo, you got the gold plated one?
Yeah, I was like, "Oh yeah, give me that champagne. I want that bling."
Yeah,
that's gold. Gold.
And you don't even see the silver because I got one of those like clamshell kind of case.
Oh yeah,
things
yeah. You
got
to get a cover for it and protect it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just black.
I mean, the last thing you want is a brand new phone with like a scuff on it or something. I'd rather protect it. But you know what I do? Hey, you know, some people have. You've probably seen this. They have.
What is your problem?
They have the. Oh, who, me?
No, him. He's barking at me again.
They have their iPhones with the protective cases on them where there's plastic over the front of it. There's like this, you know, it's protected from radiation or surviving nuclear blasts. That's too much where I don't want to look at this plastic hunk of shit, you know, surrounding it. So I don't even have like a
screen cover. I actually put my mom's iPhone in one of those because I know how bad she is with it.
Right. We'll drop it and shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I had just have one of those really skinny back cases, and then I got the like that screen protector. Mm-hmm. Just you know, but I have to get the clear one because they have some of them that are like anti-glare, and it like ruins the whole fidelity of the screen.
I had a screen protector for a while on my last phone, and I was just like, I'd rather just I'll risk it. I'll risk scratching the shit out of it.
Well, you're gonna upgrade it in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, my Samsung Galaxy got the shit scratched out of it.
Yeah.
And they were like talking about how it was Gorilla Glass or whatever. I was like, Gorilla Glass, my ass.
Yeah.
That thing got scratched as shit.
They still can get scratched, yeah. And a baby has stepped on mine. I'm like, get off my phone. Okay. We have one more voicemail, this one from Rick. And let's check it out. It's always good to hear from Rick, he's one of our strongest supporters. All right.
I love the Rick.
It's gold, Jerry. Gold!
Whoa, Webster, what's up?
He's on his back with his paws in the air going nuts. Okay, you're pissing me off. Just calm down.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's looking for George and Ma'am.
He is. He's so worried about them.
All right, let's check this out. Rick voicemail!
Guys, wow, it's good to have you back. It's been a while. It's been too long, guys. I missed you. And when I saw those new episodes, I was like, hell yeah, get back in my ears. You are like family. I miss you.
Family doesn't want to know.
Last show you asked about my weird Facebook post being I snorted coke off a stripper's ass. And I thought I'd explain.
Please do.
Technically, it was true, but it was from... I'm not a big fan of drugs. I don't really get into it besides alcohol. I'm not a fan. But... my friend, she's a stripper, and she said she had some coke, and I just said, can I snort some off your ass, just a tiny bit, just so I can tick that off my bucket list? And she laughed and said, okay, and I did. So it wasn't really, I didn't even feel any effects from it, but I just wanted to, like, have the claim to, yeah, I've done that. So That's what it is. Have a great show, guys. This is Rick. Kisses.
Well, congratulations, Rick.
And that's why Rick is great. Awesome.
Yeah, good for you, Rick.
Yes! I like it.
No, I gotta be honest, Rick. That's pretty disturbing. Like, holy shit, what's going on there?
Well, the stripper just happened to have it. Yeah. And she's a good enough friend to let him put his nose on her ass. So, hey, why not?
Something weird just happened, Bill. Somebody rang my doorbell.
Is it Rick's stripper friend? Does she have cocaine with her?
It's not like anybody I know.
Please let it be a member of the Watchtower.
That's so weird. I hate when people ring my doorbell. I
he stood there and he looked around and then he. I couldn't see his face. It was dark, and then he just walked away.
You know, it's Saturday mornings. I live near a Kingdom Hall, and I will get people ringing the doorbell. I'm just like, F off.
We want to share the good word with you.
Did you know Judgment Day is coming? Yes, and I don't want to waste time talking to you. I got shit to do. I got to play Grand Theft Auto 5, all right?
Hey, why don't you come in here and knock over a hooker with me?
And, you know, what's funny is, like, I was telling Heather, you're like, you know, that people always talk about killing hookers in that game. I never killed the hookers.
I did. Not in this one, but in, like, the 3 and Vice City and all that.
Back in the day, yeah. I treat those hookers with respect.
Well, I actually think that the hooker killing isn't as big a deal in this one because you actually go to the strip bar and see boobs.
Yeah, there's full-on nudity at strip clubs.
Yeah, there's full nudity in this one. So
if you go to
there's
strip
like
club,
no reason to pick up a hooker and then, you know, oh watch the car go.
It is so funny, Bill, when you go to the strip club and the woman's dancing and she'll talk to you. She goes, she'll say, like, I'm going to law school. This is how I pay my loans. She just says the funniest
sounds
shit.
Sounds like Fran Drescher or something.
Yeah, it's you can so press funny. A button to
for a myriad of reasons.
And it's not flirting at all. It's just like, oh, shut up and dance for me,
oh,
baby.
Oh, there's one where he goes, talk about how great I am. Oh, my God. It's so funny. But anyway, thank you, Rick. And you should play Grand Theft Auto 5 instead of the real thing. It's better. You feel less sleazy that way.
Oh, my throat's already numb from this stuff.
I can't believe that, man. That shit's bad for you, Rick. Am I right?
I guess.
I actually drink Diet Coke, and I actually sell it.
Oh, man, Tom Colicchio deals that shit, doesn't he?
He's hard.
I actually have a guy who wants to ask Rick some stuff. Let's check this out.
How about dope? Grass, ash, coke, mescaline, downers, nebutol, toluol, chloral hydrates. How about uppers, amphetamines, crystal meth? I can get you crystal meth, nitrous oxide. How about that? How about a Cadillac? I get you a brand new Cadillac with the pink slip for $2,000.
Wow, that's a big leap.
Yeah.
I always thought that was funny in that scene. Like, it just out of nowhere, he's a car dealer.
Yeah, it's because Travis Bickle buys all these guns. He's like, hey, I got other stuff. You
want
to buy this?
Yeah, what else
like,
do you want?
Holy shit, this guy's got a lot of money. All right, well, that was our voicemail.
I want to go impress Jodie Foster.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for sending us the voicemails. Now let's check out entertainment.
My real passion is my hobby.
Yes, podcasting is my hobby, Bill. And I just wanted to say that there's a lot of things that I do to waste time, and I could be more productive. But the most productive thing I do during the week is doing a podcast. That's so sad. I'm kidding. I have a lot of shit I got to do. I mean, come on. I got to feed the dog, right, Steven?
Yeah, every day I have two of them I need
out.
To feed.
Mm-hmm. I'm the first one up. I get up at 6 a.m. every morning. I don't have to justify myself. I dare you!
He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater.
I love that part of the movie. It just, he's trying to sound so like important that he works with these kids, and he's like...
I work with retards.
She's like, whoa.
Isn't that a little politically incorrect?
It's so funny.
Being that her brother is the guy from Deadwood.
Yeah. Have you seen my baseball? I love that.
That blows my freaking mind. I had no idea that was the guy from Deadwood.
Have you seen my baseball?
And not only that, is he's in the Last of Us video game.
Yes, he is.
How sweet is that? Oh, and that video of an alternate ending from Last of Us, it's not really an alternate ending. They just want to get you to watch it.
Yeah, it's
but
a joke.
It's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, it showcases the talent.
It's almost like one of those things where you hear, like, a magical thing happened. And that I thought it was magical.
It was magical.
Cool. Now, I haven't seen any movies lately. I don't know if you guys have. No, I did watch one movie, and this is kind of funny. It was Parker with Jason Statham was on
Netflix.
Oh,
yeah.
It was actually last Friday, Bill. I was working on the show, and then, you know, I said, just tell me if you can't do the show, and you couldn't. So I was like, well, shit, what am I going to do now? I could play Grand Theft Auto 5, and I started to play it, and I was like, you know what? I'm burned out. I don't want to play it right now. Mm-hmm. So I just started watching Parker. And it's directed by, and I blanked on his name as soon as I was going to say it, Taylor Hackford. Okay, the guy's like an established group. Yeah, and it's like a really well-made, it takes place in Miami, it's gorgeous to look at. I think it's based on a literary character, like from books and shit, so that's pretty cool.
Books and shit.
Yeah, it's got books and shit.
But holy shit.
What's funny, though, is because I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5, Parker is a thief, and they plan a heist at the beginning of the movie. He gets jerked over by these guys, and they've left him for dead, and the whole thing is revenge and to foil their heist and steal their money. Dude, it's Grand Theft Auto 5 in a movie form. That's what
wow,
it was.
Nice.
It was almost like Jason Statham was Nico or something from Grand Theft Auto 4, and it was like I was just watching a movie taking place in the same thing, even though it was Miami instead of LA. So it was in that same kind of genre.
I haven't really seen anything. I went to see The World's End again yesterday.
Which is awesome.
Which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I saw it in the dine-in theater, and that was the first time I've done that, the AMC dine-in theater. And that was kind of awesome.
You know, the only way I'll go to a movie in one of those theaters is if I've seen it before, because I don't want any kind of interruptions or distractions.
And that's annoying. I can see where that would be really annoying.
Yeah, I don't
because
like
they come in and you place the order, and then halfway through the movie they bring you the check, and then they come in like 15 minutes later to get the card. And that would be a pain in the ass.
So it's got to be a movie we've seen already. Now, when you're in a theater, regular theater, and you always see someone like, oh, I got to see what time it is in the middle of the movie and look at my cell phone. Like, no, you don't. Just watch the movie, asshole. Why do people always have to pull up their phone and look at it?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wonder what time it is in this middle of this movie.
Because they're consumed with themselves.
It's 8:30 p.m. Oh, there's nothing I can do with that information. I'm in a movie theater, jackass.
Yeah, I think I might go check out The Family, even though it hasn't gotten very good reviews, but I'm gonna wait on Prisoners, because that's like a 3-hour movie about
I was talking to my resident father, like, in front of Emma Schools. I'm waiting for her to come out, and he goes, hey, did you see Prisoners? And I go, no, I kind of want to. It looks kind of like a tough subject. He goes, dude, if you have kids, which I know you do, I mean, I do.
Which I know you do.
It's tough to
watch.
We're
in approve of school.
Oh, I forgot that Rush opened. I'll go see that.
Yeah, Ron Howard. It looks pretty cool. I like racing and shit.
I've heard it's excellent.
Yeah, it looks good. And the new Cloudy with Meatballs movie. Hey, I love the first one.
Yeah, but apparently the second one, it doesn't involve any of the original writers.
Yeah, I know. I knew that. But still, you know, it's something to see with my daughter. But I can't wait till Gravity next week.
I'll be going to see that opening night at the IMAX.
Snatch me up. I'm 100% snatchable.
I can't wait to see that. I'm freaking, like, excited. I'm so, like, I'm, like, anticipation.
I think it was Duncan Jones, or maybe it was Rian Johnson. I don't know. It was one of those two directors put on Twitter that they don't like 3D, and yet you have to see it in IMAX 3D. Like, that's the way to see it.
Oh, hell yes.
This has become a little bit more overwhelming than I had anticipated.
But, yeah, I'm super excited for that. Oh, and Runner Runner, that looks fantastic.
Runner Runner Chicken Dunner?
No, it looks freaking horrible.
But Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Come on.
Justin Timberlake?
I mean, honestly, I have no desire to see it, but it might be good. I don't know.
No, I think it's gotten mediocre, but I'm just not... I don't know. It seems like we've seen that before.
It looks like Wall Street.
You don't remind me of Boiler Room.
Boiler
he did
Room.
That
that's
movie.
What I was thinking.
Well, Boiler Room was Wall Street.
Well, yeah,
this
that's
looks
true.
Like Wall Street again.
And I have no... I'm sure Captain Phillips, the Paul Greengrass film, is going to be really well done.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I just don't care. It's like they... I know I liked United 93, saw it once, I'll never watch it again. It was
right,
that
right, right.
emotionally powerful.
I mean, it's
but,
the perfect movie for Paul Greengrass to make.
Yeah, it movie. Is. But I just, it's like we know that Captain Phillips survives. I just hate that the trailer's like.
Dude, spoiler
building...
alert, I had no
oh,
idea.
Oh, shut up. That's not a spoiler.
Oh, great, Bill. Shut up the spoiler detector.
I just thought it was funny that the trailer's building all this tension, and I'm like, what? He's fine.
Captain Phillips, do you read me? Captain yeah. Phillips? No, dude, I'm busy. I got a terrorist right here with a
talking
AK.
To a skinny in a boat. Leave me alone.
I have seen on the trailer, like, there's a point where he goes into the water on the lifeboat, right? That's not a spoiler, is it?
No.
Oh, shit, it is a spoiler.
Proceed with caution.
Those lifeboats are really cool looking, aren't they?
He goes into the water like the capsule escape capsule from Star Wars or something.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't know that was an escape boat. I thought it was some sort of secret.
They make those smart
boats.
Now where it's like, hey, you may be trapped for days. You need to be safe from the elements kind of thing. That's finally wising up, I think. But, you know, I will eventually watch that. But, you know, it's going to be the kind of movie where it's like tense as shit and scary and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'll probably wait for Cable for Machete Kills. I'm not a huge fan of the tongue-in-cheek grindhouse film.
No way!
No, yeah, I never saw the first Machete. Just glimpses of it on HBO.
Yeah, same
pretty
here.
Stupid.
I think the next
bad.
One I'm
Too
looking
hard.
Forward to the most, other than Gravity, is that... I think it was called The Tomb at one point, but now it's Escape Plan, the Mikhail Hofstra movie with Sylvester Stallone and Arnold.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize until I finally saw the trailer that it's a futuristic prison with, like, robots and shit.
Oh, really? I didn't know it had robots and shit.
Dude, it's crazy. It's a state-of-the-art futuristic prison.
I just know that Jesus is the warden.
Art, I've got skinnies with RPGs at 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Tooth of Evil is in there. Yeah. Holy shit.
Jesus, that movie's really loud.
Well, we got some movies to look forward to, and we're going to talk about Gravity next time we do a show. And it's going to be awesome.
And Bad Grandpa. We got to talk about that.
Oh, Jesus. Now, let me ask you this. I know you've said before you like the Jackass movies. You get
yes, they're a guilty
them.
Pleasure.
What about this movie?
Yes, it's a guilty... I will go see it.
Now, when it says, real reactions, I'm
no,
like,
it's,
bullshit.
It's, you know it's boratted.
Totally bullshit. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, it's just, it is what it is.
Bullshit.
Yeah. It looks so goddamn bad.
But come on, I cackled like an idiot whenever the kid, is it like the Little Miss Sunshine kind of pageant?
Dude, what movie was
that? And he starts dancing to Cherry Pie. Come on.
What was the last movie you and I saw?
The World's End.
Okay, there is some people of a certain persuasion in the theater... When that Bad Grandpa and that, you know, She's My Cherry Pie, was that the song he danced to?
Yeah.
That part, I thought they were dying. They were like, oh, my God! Like, pounding feet on the floor, like, so goddamn funny. This is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my goddamn life. Ha ha! Just, like, freaking out. And I was just, like, looking over there, like, are you freaking kidding me? It's
Maybe
not
I'll
that
wait.
Funny.
I won't see it in the theater.
It is not that funny. The only parts that are funnier is the mothers like going and like covering their kids. But these people were freaking out, Bill. They thought it was the funniest shit they've ever seen in their
it kinda,
goddamn life.
I mean, the
life.
Films in general, and I don't want to sound like an asshole, but they do tend to cater to people with compromised senses of humor.
We got this one kid. Mongo.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, wow. They're not intelligent.
Highbrow
films.
Entertainment.
Isn't that a little politically incorrect?
And you're right. No. I probably will have to avoid the theater because I hate seeing those sort of movies in public.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, I'm not better than those people. I'm just saying, what the F is wrong with them?
Yeah, you don't have to cackle that loud.
Well, dude, it's like they're putting on a show for other people. Like, hey, look how much I'm enjoying this movie.
I've seen people do that before. It's a weird reaction when you're laughing so hard that you start slamming your foot on the floor. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever laughed that hard before.
I've laughed so hard I've turned to the person next to me and just gone, punch him in the face, but never my foot.
Need him in the groin.
All right, guys, let's check out what's on our TiVo. What do you say, Steven and Bill?
Yes.
Let's check out what's on our hopper.
Wipe out.
Now, guys, I want to ask you something. Like last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? Who cares? I was a little hard on Arsenio. It was his first week of doing shows back after a long drought.
He was knocking the rust off it.
Yeah, I said, we'll never talk about it again. But I figured, I'm going to give him another chance. I'm going to check out...
Oh, you revisited Arsenio, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to revisit Arsenio the next week. Let's see if the writing has gotten crisper, funnier, laughs.
A little tighter?
Maybe not anymore that...
Maybe his timing is popped.
Yeah, his delivery is a little easier.
And hopefully he stopped that thing where he laughs at his own jokes. That's always bad. So,
hey, did you hear about this?
Yeah. So let's check this out, and let's see if you guys laugh, all right?
Welcome to the show. I'm Arsenio Hall, and the Cleveland Browns have decided to trade me after only 8 shows. A lady I really like, Allison Sweeney, the host of The Biggest Loser, celebrated her birthday today. Unfortunately, she was trampled after the contestants found out there was birthday cake on the set. In the music world, Madonna, and you might have seen this, Madonna posed with a gun to promote her new short film. Did you see the photo? Here's an interesting fact about it. The gun she posed with was the actual musket that she used when she fought in the Civil War. How cool is that?
Oh, Jesus, that took way too long.
And she's a woman. They didn't find
there goes the booking. Former reality star John Gosselin. Y'all remember him?
Yeah.
There's a little picture,
Jesus,
I think.
You're going there?
He told Entertainment Tonight that he's now waiting tables to make ends meet. Yeah, and apparently he's a really good waiter. The only problem is when there's a party of 8 or more, he freaks out and runs out of the restaurant.
Wow.
Sad news, a little bit of sad news. The CEO of Nintendo has died at the age of 85. Yeah, it's kind of sad. I understand his last words were...
Doesn't make any sense. That's a Namco game built.
Yeah, that's not the right sound.
The Mario brothers want to attend the funeral, but apparently they can't get past level 3.
I stuttered a little there.
You mean world 3?
Vegas.
Sub. I mean,
it's time for...
Say what?
I found this. A judge ruled that public masturbation is now legal in Sweden. Public masturbation. It's kind of disturbing. I mean, here in California,
so
the
is your show.
Commercials, they have that logo, when can you start? In Sweden, they say, how soon can you finish? Yeah.
Holy shit. I mean, I'm not
God,
wrong.
I don't think I could have taken one more. I'm so glad that's over.
It's awful. Am I right? I mean...
Am I right here? Did you hear about this?
Not even it.
The worst part about it, he goes, did you guys hear about the so-and-so? And they're like, yeah.
Bad Grandpa's hilarious.
Have you guys seen the trailer for Bad Grandpa? Uh-huh. Like, shut up. It's an audience. I'm just, like, rhetorically asking so I can tell my joke. You don't have to actually answer me.
Say what?
God, it's awful. I'm not being a jerk, am I?
I'm surprised it's gone 8 episodes. Like, how many episodes has the syndication deal ordered? Is he going to go an entire season before they say, no thanks, we'll pass?
I don't know. It's bad.
I mean, if you can remember back... as far as the original show. He was never that good to begin with, but because...
The writing is so bad.
Yeah, it's...
What about when he's like, this was in the news.
He did that before, though. He did a lot of the...
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Never good. Yeah. But now it's just more obvious how bad he is.
But, yeah, back then there were, what, 3 talk shows, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was Carson. Or was Carson off the air by then? Carson was off the air in 92.
It's so funny. Is it because our geek brains, when he plays that joke about the Nintendo guy dying, and then he plays the Pac-Man, I'm like... That's Namco. That has nothing to do with Nintendo.
No, that's exactly what I thought.
Like, how hard would it have been to find on YouTube
a Nintendo sound.
Mario dying sound?
Yeah, exactly. Just type Donkey. In Mario
but nobody
dying
would have recognized
them, get the sound.
That sound.
Everybody knows Donkey Kong. They could have been a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do or something like that. But, you know. What I'm saying is Arsenio signed
lazy
off on
they
that.
Are.
Ugh.
Say what?
Shut up! All right, Bill, I know Big Brother has ended, okay? I know
Well, I'm glad you told me because I had no idea. Because after 2-3 weeks, I bailed. I even paid for the entire season to watch it online, and this happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, so excited. Like, we're going to have – I think there's some good people
here. We do it
here.
Every time.
Yeah, and I end up paying for it, and then – I stopped watching it after 3 days.
What was funny is all that was left was Andy and Gina Marie. And we know Gina Marie isn't the brightest bulb in the bunch. And they do this thing at the end where the jury wants to determine who they're going to vote for to win. So they ask you questions. They ask Gina Marie questions. And I have her responses here. And she has nothing to say. She can't form a coherent thought. And it's so funny. Amanda says... Tell me what you've done in the game besides get me out of the house. And listen to her answer. And then listen to her next answer. And then they do the final, one final plea to the jury of why you should win. And it's even worse. My head hurts after listening.
I cannot wait to absorb this eloquence.
All right, let's check this out. You ready for this, Steven?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Gina Marie. Prior to joining the Exterminators, it seemed you didn't make any big game moves. What's your biggest game move other than getting me out?
Well, Amanda, you're a tough cookie, and, it's all in a game move. I would say probably my biggest game move, my choice was to put Yuma Cray up was pretty much for a while now. So I would probably say my biggest game move would have probably getting you out, even though I needed a team to actually get you out.
Is she other speaking English?
I know it's other than getting you out, but that was my decision before the Exterminators. And that was my biggest game move would be you, putting Yuma Cray up.
All right. Moving along. Helen, what's your question?
Was that the question?
Gina Marie, what was the biggest obstacle you had to overcome in the game?
Wow. My biggest obstacle, I play with my heart, and I always said I can always be just the best me. Probably the biggest obstacle would probably having Nick leave. It was, really heartbreaking, and I really think I could recover from it. But having, such good friends and good company, it made me pull through and made me even a better person, and I still miss them to this day.
Thank you.
Jean Marie, Andy, it is now time for the jury to cast their votes, but first, you each have a chance to tell them why you deserve to win. Jean Marie, you're up first.
Okay. I gotta say, first night I walked in here, I said, got to be the best looking crew around. I got to say, you guys really do look awesome, I have to say.
Does she have to say
you guys basically
it?
Know me.
Probably.
I'm Gina Marie. First night, I threw
I really
it on the
don't
table,
think she needs to.
My accent, my personality, everything in this game, every deal and every handshake
Her lack
I shook,
of personality?
I kept and I played loyal. And this is just an amazing opportunity, and I'm only me. I'm Gina Marie, and that's how I plead.
Oh, my God.
Like
shut up.
With every single one of you.
Just shut up.
You guys are unique,
and special in your own certain way. And oh, I'm okay. really glad
You're
to
all
meet
snowflakes.
Every single one of you. And if there's any way I defended anyone, I'm sorry. In here the moment,
anyone?
I do have a little bit that, of the that Italian, you know, arguments and
so
stuff.
Because you're
but
Italian,
I really
it makes it's okay to be obnoxious
all of you.
And stupid.
If you do vote, you'll have a nice parting gift from me. And I just wish you all the best of luck and with your families, with any careers and any jobs and all your families. And I thank you for sharing your lives
okay.
with
families,
me.
Careers.
Thank you, Julie.
Julie's like, okay. What's funny? The vote was 7-2. And it just made the two people who voted for her look stupid as hell, you know?
Yeah. Well, and they're, because they're holding on to a grudge.
One thing
so
I'll say,
they're going to vote for
Andy, the guy who he's the first gay guy to ever win Big Brother, because they always get the most flamboyant, insanely gay people
yeah.
on the show. He was the first one who wasn't flamboyant at all.
Like the and, media stereotype of
right.
gay.
And this guy was just like a, you know, he was kind of obnoxious in a different way. Just they all are obnoxious, but
well, he was obnoxious in a did nothing, listened to everything.
And all they did was just talk shit about people, right?
So yeah.
He wasn't
yeah.
like this flamboyant.
He was catty.
Yeah. But he was also a public speaker. And when he got up to do his speeches, he was, like, direct and to the point, and he made Gina Marie look so bad.
Yeah.
But I put together a little Gina Marie medley of ums.
Oh, no, I'm going to kick your ass.
It's a Gina Marie medley. You guys want to hear this? Come on, aren't you curious?
Do it.
I do it.
You know, even, I have to say, I'm Gina Marie. I'm only me. I'm Gina Marie. You know,
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty much all she said in that entire thing. It was all just words coming out of her mouth.
Why does, I'm always fascinated by people that refer to themselves by
hey,
name
I'm
or in
me.
The third
I'm
person.
Just, that's, I'm just me.
I'm just Gina Marie.
That's me. I'm
it's
Gina
like
Marie.
Me going, I'm just Bill. How you doing, Bill? I'm just Bill.
I'm dumb as a bag of hammers. That's me. All right. I want to talk about Top Chef Masters. Then we're going to take a break, come back, and talk about a new exciting show on Sci-Fi. Okay? Now, let's talk about Top Chef Masters. Here's the deal. I made a clip of last week's show, Bill. I have seen the finale this week, but I didn't make a clip of it. Okay?
Oh, if so we're going to cover it next week?
No. We're going to cover it now. I'm just going to play a clip of
it. We're just going to talk about it.
Yeah. So last week they did their last quick fire and it was making a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens and then we'll talk about. All right.
Okay.
Chefs, this will be your last quick fire for the season.
Oh, you know, another thing. It's weird. I have no idea why, but most of this scene was in the right channel. And then all of a sudden it goes to full all, you know, both channels or 21.1 channels, Bill. Okay.
Okay.
So it goes to Bose eventually. So let's check this out.
Chefs, this will be your last quick fire for the season.
You're standing on the right side of the room, I think.
As masters, you're expected to elevate food to a whole new level. For your next quick fire, you're going to take on a dish that has a long history on Top Chef. The burger.
I eat a good burger at least once a week in my own restaurant. I own the Healdsburg Bar and Grill, and we have one of the top 25 burgers in the country, according to Food & Wine magazine. I'm going to nail this.
The chef who makes the best burger will win $5,000 for their charity, furnished by Lexus.
Awesome.
Chefs, you've got just 30 minutes on the clock, and your time starts now. Good luck.
I had a really good shrimp burger in Japan. So I'm going to try to
take
a little play on
that. That doesn't sound good to me, a shrimp burger.
No, that's kind of gross. They kept talking about the shrimp burger at McDonald's. I was like, seriously?
Oh, man,
I decided we were going
to try
it, and it was remarkably good. I'm actually going to step out of the box a little bit here. I'm going to nail this shrimp burger.
What's he doing in
the box? Right up my alley. I get some seaweed again.
Stepping out of it.
I'm pretty excited about this. Time is flying. I'm in a deep sweat.
It's all up.
Some way in cooking it, I have turned this into an eggy rubber shrimp puck. Ponzu can't even save it. My burger sucks.
60 seconds to burger time.
I love that video game.
Curtis, good to see you.
Watch out for the egg.
Burger Master.
Satan has just walked into the Top Chef Master's dining room to judge my burger. We sent him packing last week, Yelzebub, and now he's back up to torment me.
What a dick.
This is my worst nightmare.
Now, this looks like a real traditional burger that you'd find in many places.
Yeah, this looks like drive-thru.
So we've got here a bacon and cheddar beef burger with a special sauce.
Ah, depending on who made this, that could mean a lot of things.
That could mean a lot of things. Look at the size of this burger. So here we've got a shrimp burger.
What in the world was that?
With shiitake and radish slaw and a ponzu sauce.
A ponzu sauce?
Yeah, unlike the lobster, I think the shrimp kind of disappears from me. Mm-hmm.
This is hilarious and frustrating at the same point because I've got no chance. This guy's got a great palate. He is not the idiot judge that I was hoping for. He's an idiot, but for a number of different reasons.
Can we punch him after?
This feels good.
I know it does.
You guys did a fantastic job. I just ate delicious burgers. What did you think, Sang?
I didn't have any delicious burgers.
No.
Like I Sang is such a dick, isn't he?
Weren't you crazy about?
Here it comes.
One of my least favorite burgers was the shrimp burger with shiitake mushroom.
Doug! No, your old friend Doug.
I thought the shrimp itself was a little bit on the spongy side. I also thought the shiitake mushrooms overpowered the delicate flavor of the shrimp.
Shit, I think you're mushrooms.
Right. It was ill-conceived.
I expect no less of you.
Well, that guy, Doug, won Top Chef Masters, Bill.
Yes, he did.
And Brian Voltaggio didn't. But Brian seemed, like, okay with it. He was just like, hey, you know, I put out the best food I could. What the hell?
Maybe it's better that he doesn't win. So
yeah.
I think that's exactly why he didn't win.
I love his laugh, though. It's just, like, insane.
How can you love that laugh?
I don't know. It's just insane.
It's like I wanna rip one of those whack-a-mole mallets off of the thing and smack him with it.
I talked about it before when you, like, you meet somebody for the first time and you're talking, and all of a sudden they do a laugh, and it's like, holy shit, what the hell was that? You know,
who are you, and where did that come from?
Or, you know, they do a little chuckle. Oh man, that's funny. It's like, yikes, scare me.
He's an idiot, but for a number of different reasons.
So yeah, Brian V didn't win, and I was upset about that because I was rooting for him the whole time. Weren't you rooting for him, Steven?
Yes.
Well,
he's just such he's a selfless guy.
Yeah.
And he's never, you know, he's the exact opposite of his brother, who's a very arrogant, very driven.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian's just kind of, he's down to earth and like the everyman.
He goes, when I was on Top Chef before, I lost to my brother. And they showed a clip of it. And that, even when that happened then, I was just like, oh, dog, you know. Man. So, oh well. Top Chef New Orleans comes on next week. Bill, you ready for some more Top Chef?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like, it's almost like how, I don't know if you guys have been watching Face Off. I haven't.
Yes.
I have.
No, I have not.
Because here's my problem with it. It comes on too often. New seasons start over and over. It keeps coming where it's just, you know. I mean, I know
I had no idea that there was a new one on. I thought it was like a once a year thing.
It's like an all-star season, right? Like a lot of the
They got rookies and vets together.
Right. And some of the people, that girl Laura, the blonde who I thought should have won, she's back on.
Yeah. Oh.
That guy with the cowboy hat who kept making,
Roy,
like, robots and shit, he's back
on
there.
He's on there.
This is hilarious and frustrating.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, that's always kind of a sign of doom for a series. Whenever all-stars,
they're kind of running out
of ideas.
Well, maybe doom, but it'll keep going. Like, Survivor does that every season now, where old people come back. You know what I mean?
They need to take a break. They need to stop pushing it on people.
Right.
Say what?
Shut up!
My God.
Oh.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. What do you guys say? Sound incredible.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Moving along.
He's so cute.
Too-lang, too-lang.
And he drinks double brew.
Too-lang, too-lang.
The new is high sea in town. Their new is cool around.
Cool.
And I'm really wild about
double
it.
Cool, double fruit.
It's so wonderful to me.
Double cool, double fruit.
Now I really want to shout it.
Real fruit tasting by the sea.
Double cool, double fruit. It's for him and for me.
Double fruit. Cool, double fruit from high sea.
Yeah,
ketchup's coming out a lot slower than ours does.
Shh. That's not good manners. Oh, you notice our Heinz. Here, taste it.
Anticipation is making me wait.
Best ketchup I ever tasted.
That's pouring it on a little thick.
Yeah.
Thick, rich Heinz ketchup. The taste that's worth the wait.
Strawberry shortcake, angel cake the same. Comes with a pet with a very cute name.
This is angel cake with souffle.
A sweet snowing skunk.
Strawberry shortcake with custard.
A cat with the same smell strawberry has.
Dolls with pets each sold separately.
Lemon meringue with frappe, a frog.
Apricot with hopslot, a bunny.
Let's have a race.
Strawberry shortcake with custard, lemon meringue with frappe, apricot with hopslot, and angel cake with souffle. Each sold separately from Kenner.
Bob Bartram, are you sure you're eating the most nutritious cornflakes?
I'd bet the house on it.
Amanda Pittman, are you sure you're eating the best tasting cornflakes?
I'd bet the family jewels.
You may not know it, but now there's a cornflake from Total. Total cornflakes have twice the vitamin and mineral nutrition of Kellogg's, and they taste better too. So before you bet on your cornflakes, remember, the best cornflakes are from Total.
Children believe what their parents tell them.
You're pathetic. You can't do anything right.
You disgust me. Just shut up.
You can't be my kid.
You're worthless.
Hey, stupid, don't you know how to listen?
You're never going to amount to anything.
Why don't you go find some other place to live?
Words hit as hard as a fist. Stop and listen to what you're saying. You might not believe your ears.
I wish you were never born.
Take time out. Don't take it out on your kid.
I'll give you trouble, a six.
Fun to pop and troubles popping, trying to win the race.
Troubles popping, bubbles popping, popping every place.
Kids are popping, fun's are popping, mom's in trouble too.
From the troublemakers at Milton Bradley.
Wait a minute, how are we going to do this?
Well, we don't want to sound too preachy, right?
Yeah, it's really important that we don't make it seem like we're pointing the finger at anybody.
No, but drugs are a problem. I mean, there's a lot of peer pressure in high school, and the point is, drugs can really mess you up.
And if anyone needs help and feels like talking about it, call 1-800-COCAINE.
We should have filmed it.
What was that number again?
Holly, it's right there.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world premiere of a great new soft drink. The world premiere of Diet Coke.
Introducing Diet Coke. You're gonna drink it just for the taste of it. Introducing Diet Coke. This is the one from Coca-Cola. Pick on the taste with just one calorie. Just for the taste,
just for the taste of it.
Diet Coke.
And now, a stupendous, gigantic, colossal deal from Burger King.
I just found out right now, a regular hamburger is only 39 cents at Burger King. Only 39 cents for a burger. I wonder why. It's not Christmas. Is that my birthday? I know what it is. It's unbelievable.
For a limited time only at Burger King, get a regular burger for just 39 cents.
Emily, what you doing?
Nothing.
Like that Skippy sandwich you're eating?
Yep.
Bet Mom made it because it's nutritious. She knows ounce for ounce Skippy peanut butter has more protein than salami, ham, even liverwurst, and no cholesterol. Do you think that's why she made it?
Nope, she made it because she loves me.
For good nutrition, it's hard to beat Skippy Creamy and Super Chunk. Right, Emily?
Right.
Ever since Charlie was a kid, he's put things together a little differently.
What's that? Peanut butter and tuna. Ew, yuck!
Even as a young man, his tastes were unique.
Pancakes. Oh, and gravy.
So when Charlie heard about Sizzler's combination celebration, he was thrilled. He could choose from seven entrees, even all-you-can-eat shrimp to make his own combination. And no matter which two he picked, it would be okay.
A steak and steak.
For Charlie.
Sizzler.
Oh, gee.
Roll them out.
keep them oranges rolling.
That there's OJ Joe, rounding up oranges for Kellogg's, where they'll take the sweet juice and put it into new OJs, a crunchy, delicious orange-tasting cereal.
Let's eat them up.
That's one delicious orange taste, OJ.
That's my brand. OJs are packed with vitamin C, part of this complete breakfast. New OJ, the delicious orange-tasting cereal.
All about.
Oh, He-Man will be double trouble for He-Man.
I'll get him.
No, he's mine.
Two bad Skeletor and He-Man figures each sold separately.
Well, well, an evil warrior.
Two warriors.
The name's Too Bad.
Too bad for you.
Oh, yeah? Who wants me first?
You get him.
No, I'm getting out of here.
Too Bad. New from the Masters of the Universe collection. Other action figures each sold separately. From Mattel.
My pet monster.
He's bigger than big.
When he fights battles, he always wins.
And he's your friend, too.
He breaks his chains.
Put him on you and break away, too.
With my pet monster, you're busting loose.
He's big.
And scary.
And helps people, too.
And he's your friend, too.
My pet monster plays all day.
Tough.
Awesome.
Looking great.
And all your friends will want him for their friend, too.
My pet monster has breakaway chains from Amtoy and American Greetings Company.
That robot's after a Cookie Crisp.
This plan to get Cookie Crisp cereal is out of control.
I just can't help myself. It looks like little chocolate chip cookies.
But it stays crispy in milk. And it's part of this complete breakfast. Look what a mess you've made.
No, no, I've got it together.
You like cookies. You love Cookie Crisp.
Now you can get free Nerds candy in three great flavors.
Toyota is turning the truck world upside down. With a new generation Toyota SR5 Extra Cab. It's all new from the outside in, with extra space for extra comfort. Four-speed automatic overdrive for easy driving. The most powerful, most comfortable Toyota truck ever. The 1984 Toyota Extra Cab. The neighborhood will never be the same.
Oh, oh, what a feeling, Toyota.
Here's Bruce Jenner for Tropicana Pure Premium.
Like fresh oranges.
Smells like Tropicana.
Sure. Fresh Florida oranges are all we use in Tropicana Pure Premium.
Is he all orange juice alike?
Nope. Only one can be the best. For me, it's fresh tasting Tropicana Pure Premium. It's pure pasteurized Florida orange juice, not reconstituted with water like other leading brands.
Tastes good. Tastes like fresh oranges.
Only one can be the best. For me, it's fresh tasting Tropicana Pure Premium.
I'm gonna get you with the Kodak disc. The sugar shooting, I'm not gonna miss. Not when it's as easy as this. I'm gonna get you with the Kodak disc.
The Kodak disc camera advances automatically and knows when to flash. Think there's a camera easier than that? Not by a long shot.
You're never too small to give it your all.
I'm gonna get you with the Kodak disc.
Kodak, official sponsor of the U.S. Olympic team.
Take care to use real apples in my fruit pies.
So does Hostess.
Real apples.
Caring means my chocolate cake has a creamy surprise.
Like a Hostess cupcake.
Creamy.
Caring means fresh, wholesome Hostess snacks are baked with the goodness of enriched flour, skim milk, cocoa, sugar, and fruit.
My sponge cake is as fresh and light
as a Hostess Twinkies cake.
At Hostess, the care you take goes into all we bake.
I am stuck on Band-Aid brand, cause Band-Aid stuck on me.
Me, me, too, my mommy, Band-Aid. Me, me, too, cool, why not?
Cause they hold on tight and that's how they're bring it, so we stuck.
Only Band-Aid brand adhesive bandages from Johnson & Johnson have our super stay-on adhesive. You'll notice the difference, cause it stays on you better than anything else you can buy.
The great basketball playoff starring Ronald McDonald.
And Ralph's Chicken McNuggets.
And Ronald makes the first basket. Now the McNuggets make a basket. The score's all tied up and the crowd's going wild. Ronald moves in for a dunk.
Barbecue sauce, McDonald's barbecue sauce.
And the McNuggets go for a dunk.
And you didn't even dribble.
It's a good time for the drinking of McDonald's.
I'm gonna have me some fun.
Mother sucker.
Oh, yeah. Public masturbation.
What? Say what?
All right, Bill, are you back?
I am.
All right.
I'm only me. I'm Gina Marie.
Yes, you are.
I'm only me. I've got to be Gina Marie.
You know what's funny is I was actually taken by a surprise here. Steven, you told me about this show called, it's called Fangasm. Fangasm.
Terrible title.
Yes, it is.
You weren't going to watch it because of the title.
Well, here's the thing.
You laughed at me.
Well, when I saw a commercial, it looked like King of the Nerds all over again, yeah. Doesn't it? But it's like Fangasm on Sci-Fi. And I didn't know what it was about, really. But what it is these kids interning for... I don't even know what the hell they're doing.
they're apparently interning for Stan Lee, but it's for Stan Lee's Kamikaze Festival or something.
Yeah, it's a Comic-Con thing called Kamikaze. And I guess where they fly, you know, airplanes into things and blow up and they die. It's kind of weird for Stan Lee to want them to do that. But they have a great time before they die, right?
Yes.
No, okay. It just looked like a really bad sci-fi show because there's that cosplay show that looks awful. I haven't watched that, but...
It's awful.
Yeah. So I watched this... And you were like, hey, have you laughed yet? Anything funny? I was like, no.
No.
This is so stupid. And then after a little bit, I got into it, and I was like, this show isn't so bad. I'm relating. Because at first, when they introduce them, they're like, okay, be as obnoxious as possible. Don't you get the feeling they do that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then when real stuff starts to happen, I start like settling in where I don't dislike it as much. And then by the end, I was like, hey, I like that show. And this first part here, when they're, you know, they kind of introduce them and they're looking at their new house that they're going to live in. One guy's talking about, you know, he lives in his parents' basement. So he gets to be in a house with girls. Are you kidding me?
Right.
You know, that's pretty exciting. Let's just play this first clip and let's check it out. Okay. You guys want to do that?
Yes.
Oh, and basically here's what happens is I got to set this up better. Come on, Jason. Jesus. God, I'm so angry with myself.
Say what?
All right. Here it is. They need to get people to sign...
petitions.
Petitions to get Geek Day, Geek Pride Day.
Right.
A national holiday, I don't know, or in California, wherever they're
at. An international holiday, they said.
Yeah, international holiday. They need to get a certain amount of signatures. Well, they're like, hey, I saw online that there's this bar that's doing like this geek thing where they're doing cosplay and dancing and stuff. That sounds great. And we'll get everybody to sign and everything. It'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be amazing.
You know, everybody has their different things that they cope with life and their safe havens and their distractions from reality. Hell, I've got plenty of them, okay? So I can relate to that. One of them, this girl explains later on the reason why she does cosplay. And you know what? For the first time ever, I was like, okay, I get it. I understood what she was telling me, right?
Yeah.
But on the outside, looking at it, it's just chicks dressing up in hot, tight clothes, right? And they're like, right. Yeah, you know, that's not necessarily the way they're doing it. But they go to this club where these guys like, hey, you ready to see these superhero chicks? And they're all like, yeah, woohoo. And then these hot stripper chicks dressed like Wonder Woman or Catwoman come out. And you can see the girls all kind of go, ugh. Like, they're just like, and all the guys are like, woo! Yeah, you know, even when guys like, yo, you got a dollar?
Yeah.
And you can just see they're like, ugh. And I realize we've even talked about on the show before how like G4 shows, hey, the hot geek girl, look, she's in a Slave Leia costume. Hey,
yeah.
We're totally pandering to you geek guys who are having hormonal issues or going.
That's all Olivia Munn was, and then the rest of the women they brought on there, they weren't actual
it's
geeks.
Like, hey, you guys got to look hot to the. You know what? I even think they might be geeks to a certain extent, Bill. But what they asked them to do of their jobs was to flaunt their their cleavage and stuff to the geek
I think
guys.
That's a stretch for G4, but okay.
No, what I'm saying is, like, I believe if Olivia Munn says she plays Xbox, okay, fine, I believe her. I mean, I'm not going to ask for her credentials. That's the main problem that we've talked about before, that all these geeks are like, you're not a real geek to some girl.
Yeah, that's, in fact, a huge problem right now with female gamers or female geeks.
And so these girls are sitting there, and they've got their outfits on. They want to look like Catwoman or whatever. And then these stripper-type chicks come out who could by the way, the dance they did was friggin' stupid.
Yeah.
Their choreographed thing where they shake their butt. It was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know?
They honestly look like strippers.
And like 15-year-old boys would be like, oh my gosh, this is going in the spank bank. You know? But it was embarrassing. As me as an adult male, I was like, come on, that's obvious pandering to just geek guys to get them in there to spend money or whatever. I don't even know. But I understood where the girls were coming from, how they're like, this is the shit we have to deal with every day where guys just want to smack them on the ass or whatever. All right. But the way the show handled it, I was surprised is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And let's go ahead and play this clip and I'll shut up.
I mean, let's face it, I've been living at home with my parents. So, you know, the fact that I can live in a house full of girls is already awesome and fun and exciting.
You're a jackass. I love you.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Hyper persuasion. You know, like, do certain things in my face or, like, say certain things to make people do exactly what I wanted.
You'd be like, girl, get naked and get up on me. And she'd be like, okay.
Pretty much. I mean, realistically.
I really think that Mike and Molly are going to be knuckling up together pretty soon here. They've already picked a room together. That's a bold move. What happens if they get in a fight after they hook up?
Wow, this is incredible. We found a geek pride party already happening at a bar called Saddle Ranch. They're having cosplay dancers and everything. It's perfect.
I am literally going to invite every single person on my friends list.
We're going to get all of our nerd friends to come meet us there, and we're just going to get a ton of signatures.
Introduce, without further ado, the lovely and beautiful Superhero Angels, ladies and gentlemen.
In my head, I'm like, yep.
Geek Friday, baby!
This is exploiting geek culture.
Can I borrow a dollar from one of you guys?
Boobs, butt, meh.
I felt that it demeaned the entire event. I don't want to watch. I just want to eat my dinner and not have girls waving their butts in our face. And here is the perfect example of everything that is wrong with the geek world. We struggle so hard for respect and to not be sexual objects as geek women. It was exploitive and demeaning, and not some celebration of what geeks love. It was the most exploitive thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, what's the big deal? Like,
hey, what is the big deal?
I always lead to a guy. What's the big deal? Exploiting
themselves for male pleasure and taking feminism back 20 years, and they can just get.
Not only that, like, it's women like that that make it so much more difficult for us.
Yes.
Because people always question us because they think of girls like that.
Yep.
It's a stereotype that I actively fight against. I don't see Iron Man on stage grabbing his butt cheeks, and it just makes me uncomfortable.
Like, that makes me feel like we are representing
people.
I'm, like, ashamed
or
even inviting people to attend.
I'm embarrassed
that people had to see that.
Like, I'm so angry. This is so bad for girls. I'm like, what are you talking about? You were in, a, like, a really, really tight outfit today. Like, you're doing exactly what they were doing. You just had more on you.
Now, that's the guy, Andrew, who I end up loving by the end of the episode.
Yeah, oh, it's just strange. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I just, at first I was like, God, that guy's so awkward looking, you know? And then eventually I'm just like, I love that guy, you know?
When he warms up to him, he's actually pretty clever and funny.
When he decides who's going to hook up in the house and he's describing him.
Mm. And he calls the short redhead Short Round.
Yeah.
Fuzzy and Short Round.
I didn't realize they show him, like, close up when they're introducing themselves. And then when they're all standing together, she is tiny! Like, what? And he's like, Short Round. I love it. Now, this other girl, this blonde geek girl, all of a sudden she does this. She goes, I had some equipment with me. Why don't we podcast?
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. What is this equipment, right? We don't have any of this shit, though.
No, we don't have actual microphones and mixers.
And then is her name Molly? You know, they mentioned her. she kind of explains to the guys why it made her uncomfortable and why she cosplays. Because the guy's like, well, hey, you cosplay. You know, he tries to whip that out. But she explains how she deals with it. And I understand it's an escape. I'm escaping from myself.
I watch cosplay.
Well, it's like, I'm like, she doesn't like herself. She disappears in the character she's pretending to be. She goes to some place. No one knows who she is, and she's dressed like Catwoman or something. They're like, oh, badass, great outfit or whatever. And she's not herself. And that's why she does it. Those girls up on stage, it was to titillate youngsters or something.
They were like, I would almost call them sort of like the booth babes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, not they're phony.
It's totally eye candy, but it's pandering. You know?
The ones that are doing the cosplay show are trying to get jobs in the movie industry, kind of.
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Two of them were hired by Guillermo del Toro to do a.
They try to win contests and stuff too, don't they? They can make money.
But no, Guillermo. Tormovo.
Gorillamo.
They did a little viral video thing for Pacific Rim.
They have their outlet that they can do that stuff. And some people are big fans of them. They like have websites and stuff. But here's a clip here of when they decide to podcast, guys.
Yes.
This is what it's like to podcast. So check it out. This is how we... Hey, guys, I got the microphones. What do you say? We podcast. Oh, no way. You think we could try that? Yeah, come on. Hit record.
Can you throw on a phony radio voice for us?
Hey, everybody, we're podcasted. Oh. All right, let's check this out.
I brought this new equipment that I got with me to do podcasts, and I thought that it would be really fun if all of us could do, like, a podcast, like, on a weekly type thing, and it would be, like, a place where we're totally honest and just talk about everything that we're doing.
That would be so cool.
Let's do this.
Yeah,
great idea.
That's a really good idea.
I'm the host of my own personal podcast. Podcasts are extremely important in the world of fandom. I feel like a lot of people would be interested in hearing what it's like interning for Stanley, because it's such an exciting opportunity. I know I would listen to it. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fortress of Fandom, the podcast. We are Stanley's interns. We'll be interning for Kamikaze, and we thought that it would be a fun idea to let everybody know what working for Stan entails.
I feel incredibly honored by it.
We're finally being recognized. We're more in the mainstream, and we're getting our validation that this is something that everybody should love.
I feel a little uncomfortable that we're so gung-ho about putting it into the mainstream. Because that's what I always liked about being a geek and a nerd, that it wasn't mainstream.
We've suffered for this long enough. Geeks shall inherit the earth.
Do you guys have any predictions of who's going to hook up with who?
Oh, Lord. So the podcast turns into potential hookups out of nowhere.
That's kind of uncomfortable, wasn't it?
Everyone saw it coming.
I got my own predictions. I have Bro hooking up with Red. I got Fuzzy hooking up with Short Round. And I got Paul over here hooking up with Londi. That's what I got.
Short round,
and so. I'm totally fine with hooking up with no one.
He's the only one who's not single in the house.
And I'm the goofiest looking one, so go figure.
Yeah, he's the one who gets laid more than all of us.
Yeah.
What can I say? I bro hard in the vagina.
What? Wow. This guy has a girlfriend? I mean, okay. Does she exist? Can other people see this girlfriend, or is it just him?
I guess there were some people that were kind of uncomfortable.
I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well,
what would you say if someone walked up to you and was like, I hate it that cosplay exists. People shouldn't walk around trying to be someone they're not.
But, okay, I have suffered with eating disorders my entire life, self-identity issues, self-esteem issues. I've hated my body my entire life. I hate my body right now. The fact that I am even out here in front of a bunch of people in a bikini is, like, a big deal for me. And I started cosplaying because I loved the characters so much. It wasn't for attention, and the, like, positive reaction that everyone gave me, not because I was exploiting myself or showing off my body, but because I was loving this character so much, made me feel, like, more empowered than I've ever felt in my life.
Cosplay and being a geek has found my happiness and my identity. I was adrift in the world for so long, and so, seriously, cosplay and being a geek probably saved my life.
I think the thing to take away is no matter what happens, we all can agree that we had a kick-ass fun time today.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kick-ass fun time. That's what life's all about, right?
And hooking up with Short Round.
Short Round. I mean, I totally got what she was saying there. You know, I understood. Totally get it. And I would cosplay if I could get away with it. But I sweat too much. I would die in my Boba Fett costume. Steven, I gotta sit down.
I'm the type of guy that just wants to go and like, look at everything and have fun. That's not in my...
If I was going to cosplay...
Repertoire to dress up and
do
that stuff.
If I was
going
to cosplay, it would be like Mad Max or something. How cool,
it'd
like the whole getup. Huh?
Jane from Firefly.
Yeah.
You get the toboggan cap on.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
You can see
be
it.
One of those. And what's sad is when you're walking around, you go, there's another Jane. There's another one. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing.
Oh, similar. His outfit's better than mine.
Geek Pride Day, baby.
That's the thing. The whole Geek Pride thing is that I guess I am a geek, but I don't really think of myself as announcing it like proud to be a geek kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I a self-hating geek? I don't know.
No, we're not self-hating geeks. We just don't feel the need to announce that we're geeks.
I mean, do you refer to yourself as a geek, right, Bill?
Absolutely.
See, I don't a lot. I mean, I guess I don't. I mean, Heather will call me a nerd, but...
I mean, I don't say I'm a geek. You know, I think of myself as one because I like geeky things.
I mean,
I like sci-fi. I like, you know, it's...
You like gaming, you know, sci-fi, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a geeky guy.
I need to sit down with myself.
You like tweaking
dude, you have the Macquarie
right.
Darth Vader hanging in your hallway.
Oh, yeah.
You're a geek.
My daughter... You know, asked me what her midichlorian count is. So I'm
there.
I'm
you go.
What is my midichlorian count? I was like, it's off the charts.
There's no such thing, honey. There's no such thing.
I mean, okay.
All right. I have one more clip, and this is where it kind of surprised me. The show Fangasm. I mean, yes, it is the worst title ever. Am I right?
It's horrible.
Fangasm.
Horrible.
This seemed very stagey. Like, hey, there's a contest where you can meet George Takei. Not Takai. Takei.
Yeah. It's like he always says on Howard, Takei, like, okay.
Or Takei.
Yeah.
So there, you can do this contest where whoever wins gets to have lunch with George Takei. And two guys are... big-time Trekkie guys. And the one guy's like, don't tell Andrew. And they're like, oh, we can't. We got to tell him. He's like, damn it. Like, he doesn't want to compete with them because he wants to do it. And when – I forget what that guy's name is, the guy who wins the contest.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But do you see Andrew's body language? He's just, like, crushed. Like, he doesn't even want to say anything. He's just staring at the ground. And so this guy goes to meet George Takei, and it's a really nice conversation. And then he asks him, what are you guys doing? On this, what is this show all about? And he tells him, and he's like, I'd like to meet your roommates. And he's like, really? But what's funny is when they show up, I kept thinking staged like a reality show, but it didn't feel staged. They genuinely were super excited. And then the way Andrew appreciated it, it really choked me up.
It did. It choked me up too.
He just couldn't put it into words. And what the funniest thing is George Takei standing there. He goes up and he puts his hands on his face like...
Repeatedly.
He's just like, oh my God.
You're real.
Are you really here? And he's like, yes, I am.
You know, and he's just really nice about it. He's very, very kind.
And he's wearing a Star Trek
impressed.
Shirt. He's wearing a Star Trek shirt. The Andrew is. And he goes, let me take a look at you.
You're the Star Trekker.
Yeah. And the guy's like, oh my God, let's go ahead and check this out. I thought it was pretty awesome.
So what do you do with Stan Lee?
I'm working as an intern to six other people. And we're all living in the same place.
Same place.
My roommates actually would love to meet you.
I'd love to see them. Can I ask you to show me where you live?
Who saw that coming?
He sounds like Weird Al.
I was solo. Awesome, and I brought this guy with me, too.
Oh, my God!
Hello.
How are you?
Say hello. Whoa.
At first, I was thinking maybe this was just another weird daydream I have.
Oh, my God.
He's just daydreaming.
Like, oh my God!
Are you Andrew? Let's see your T-shirt.
I saw he kept putting his hands on.
Yes,
like,
oh, you're the one. You're real. He told me all about you.
Andrew just grabs his face. He has to make sure he's real.
I'm sorry.
You are the Star Trekker here.
Oh my God!
Would we be able to get a picture with you?
Sure, of course.
Oh. I'm sorry. I like hugged attacked you over there.
I'm gonna cry.
You're so awesome.
Andrew, thank you for your dedication.
Thank you.
Your fanaticism.
You're one of my heroes.
Well, thank you for keeping Star Trek very alive and vibrant.
I just wanted to say that I really admire you in everything you've done, but especially what you've done for social activism and, like, making geek okay. Like,
well, you know, Gene Roddenberry said it.
Yeah.
Infinite diversity and infinite combinations. Yeah. Idic, you know? We all should be who we are.
Yeah.
Individual, unique, and singular.
Exactly.
And you are singular.
Oh, this is awesome.
You all live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Forever.
Do you ever think you'd meet that guy?
Andrew, are you crying?
So happy.
You touched his face.
That was brilliant.
Well, I never cared about meeting stars, but... It was very hard for me when I was young to make friends. All I really, really had was Star Trek and my family. When I was a kid, I used to watch... I used to watch it with my great-grandma.
Yeah?
And her favorite character was Sulu. My great-grandma was like my... she was like my best friend when I was a kid. And she didn't really like Star Trek, but she watched it because she loves me. The last thing she said to me is she said that the greatest part of her life was when she watched Star Trek with me.
She makes all the girls cry, too.
And that's the last thing I ever said to her. So.
It's stories like the one that Andrew told that really does show how fictional characters really do impact us. This is a huge part of our lives.
I'm so happy that you got to meet him, Andrew.
I couldn't think of what to say. I didn't know. I just grabbed him by. I grabbed him by the face.
What would you have done at dinner?
I would have cried a lot.
And that was like a real moment, and that's why I appreciated that. It wasn't just some reality show bullshit, you know?
Yeah, that sold me on the show.
And it made me immediately think of my grandma. What he was talking about is I grew up going over to my grandmother's every weekend. And watching TV with my grandma, and that's like one of my happiest memories ever, is being over at her house. And we'd watch Saturday Night Live every Saturday, and this is, you know, back in the early days. And I just have, those are the fondest memories, some of the fondest memories I have. And when he was talking about that, it just struck a chord with me immediately, and I was just like getting choked up, you know.
I can imagine.
It's what's interesting is like his first reaction when George Takei walked in there was like, "This isn't real. I'm imagining this." And then he just had to like physically touch him. Are you real?
And he's like, accosting his face.
I can assure you, I'm real. Oh my!
Oh my!
And then he started thinking about guacamole. You know, the person who would appreciate this as much as him is no longer with him, and I think that's what upset him. Like his memory of someone he would share it with. But that's pretty awesome.
I hope Georgie gets to see that.
Yeah, me too.
I hope they share it with him.
That was a good show. I was honestly shocked how much I liked it by the time it was over, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We'll see how long that lasts. It's sci-fi. Never trust it.
Well, when they first show, you know, Stan Lee's barely in the show. At first, yeah, he's on Skype.
Because he's almost dead.
Don't say that, Bill.
It's
How
true.
Dare you? He's fine.
He's barely getting around anymore.
He's filming superhumans on Discovery. And
just for that, Bill, you need to do this.
Take the cane and do a jig.
Okay. I'm all for it.
Are you doing a jig right now, Bill?
No.
Oh!
Take the cane and do a jig.
I'm holding my butt cheeks like Iron Man.
Oh, that's just so offensive to geek stuff.
Boobs, boobs, butt, meh.
You're a jackass. I love you.
I love you too. I like that. Insult someone and I love you. You're a jackass. I love you.
I'm going to look at that again because I've been to that Saddle Ranch.
That place?
Yeah. Who saw that coming?
Was it like a Hooters type
restaurant,
of place?
Restaurant bar joint. Yeah.
Oh, that was at a restaurant kind of thing?
Yeah, out in L.A.
I just want
Saddle Ranch Chop House.
I want the world to know this.
Podcasts are extremely important in the world of fandom.
Yes.
Extremely.
This is important shit we're doing.
She is a drunk Herculean.
Do you guys realize how important this is? This is our life's work.
No one knows who we are, but everyone wants to hear us.
The geek's shouting here at the Earth.
All right, Bill, that's all of our shows this week. I wanted to mention that out of the new shows I watched, I really enjoyed The Blacklist with Steph from Pretty in Pink. Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched it.
I thought it was good.
I saw a little bit of that. He's like the Kevin Spacey in Seven kind of character, right?
He's more like, honestly, Kevin Spacey in... No, he's more like Kaiser Soze turns himself in kind of a thing.
Oh.
And he starts giving them information, but you're not sure why he's doing it yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind
that
of
that sounds
like,
interesting. I saw a little bit of it, and I was like, whoa, what happened to
There's
Steph?
There's a MacGuffin in there.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who's balding. He's like, you know what, screw it. Zzz, shaved it all off, you know?
Yeah, I'll have to watch that. The only thing I watched was the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, I want to talk about that, but also Sleepy Hollow. I enjoyed it. The one thing they need to do, they need to be careful of. We know there's some crazy shit going on. There's too many of the skeptical, well, this is, you know, this couldn't happen kind of thing.
People.
Remember how early on in Fringe where Peter was skeptical? And Fringe got so much better when he was finally a believer. They need to not have skeptical people because
Orlando
that starts to
Jones.
Annoy you. Yeah, it annoys
but
you.
I don't
it?
Think he's a pretending skeptic. I think he believes Orlando Jones' character.
Yeah, yeah. But also in the
they
second
they should make
episode,
him a believer.
The second episode, the main character girl started doubting it because she.
Oh,
didn't
want come on. Doubting.
Yeah,
they
shouldn't
doubting.
Do that. Okay, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Here's what I liked about it. I thought it was fun repartee between characters. And it's on because, okay, we know it can't be the Avengers every week. It can't,
no.
They can't spend a lot of money on it. If I'm entertained by, this is the thing, problem I have with a lot of shows like, say, NCIS or something, is, I mean, okay, honestly, I don't watch the show. But don't they try to have jokes between characters and stuff?
Yeah,
too?
My dad is an NCIS junkie, and I've probably seen every episode by proxy, like just going into his room and helping him do something, and it's, yeah, they try to have, like, this camaraderie amongst them, but it's so poorly conceived.
Right. So what I liked about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., longest title ever, but what I liked about it is that I was amused by stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do like that it exists in the Marvel Universe. I think that's cool. Like, it's in the world where we know the Hulk and Iron Man exist, and they can reference that. That's pretty cool. My main problem is that I know that, like, Disney owns this. Marvel owns this. I mean, it's all run by a committee. Like, how crazy
yeah.
could they go on the show? I think it's going to always be very safe for the whole family, right?
Yeah, it feels... I said it to you. It feels very Smallville-ish to me. Of course, the dialogue is better, but we'll see how long that lasts because Joss Whedon obviously punched up the dialogue for this.
It doesn't feel... Okay, I know what you mean by Smallville, how it takes place in a comic book world, but Smallville, the witty dialogue or whatever, like Chloe and stuff...
tongue-in-cheek, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as Smallville.
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying kind of like the backlottiness of it.
You can see where it could go that way if they're not careful.
I want to know like how far they can go because I'm an adult man and I want it to be more... I mean, I liked the cool badass fighting and the agent dude and interrogating the hacker girl. That whole scene was funny. Maybe I just want... not 24 type violence, but I don't want it to be all but, family fun, I guess.
You know what? I guess Mike Chinstroker made a good point on Twitter about how if you want angst, go somewhere else because this is not going to be the show for
it. Right, and I understand that going in. Basically, you see is what you're going to get.
Yeah, and I guess that's one way to just accept it, that this is a kid's show.
And I got to
like,
be honest
by the end
you.
Of it, with the whole Lola flying car thing, I was just like, okay, so this, I don't necessarily think this is for me, but my 5-year-old nephew would love it.
Well, like, when he said, don't touch Lola, I thought that was funny, but when it took off at the end, that was an obvious nod to Back to the Future there.
Yeah, he should have said, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, but I dug that. So here's what I can honestly tell you, I'm looking forward to the next episode. Because what I loved about Firefly and other Joss Whedon stuff, even to an extent Dollhouse, they always have funny shit they're saying to each other. The characters play off each other. Remember Topher? At first I hated him, and then I loved him. I thought he was hilarious. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Well, but how in control is Joss Whedon of this show?
I think he's in complete control of it.
Okay.
Honestly.
He does seem like a bit of a control freak.
And his brother is running it when he's not there. So.
Oh, okay.
I
don't know.
I want to hear references to Ultron because or whatever, and I want to hear references to shit we haven't even seen in the movies, and I'll totally geek out over that.
Yeah, I just don't want it to fall into the freak of the week trap like Smallville.
Right. Which it might to an extent, but they need to have that overall arc going on. And what I think would be cool is if the next movie's coming out is Thor, and then the next Captain America, how they can interplay that in their plots in the show, maybe.
Sure.
That'll be cool. Maybe Samuel Jackson shows up or something?
Maybe.
I don't know. When's the DC show coming out? That's what I want to know.
That'll never happen.
Squadron Supreme or something like that. Oh, I saw a trailer to Frank Darabont's Mob City.
Yes.
And I'm excited for that shit. I can't
Doesn't
wait to see
it. Doesn't
look bad. Looks like some good stuff. So, Blacklist, check that out, Bill. Joe Carnahan directed the pilot.
Okay.
Thought it was reasonably entertaining. And I can't wait till all those CW shows launch, because I love teen angst.
Star-crossed?
Yes, yeah, star-crossed. Also, Rain. It's a teenager show about Mary, Queen of Scots.
That's depressing. How many years are they going to spend with her in a jail cell?
Yeah, what happens on the series finale, I wonder? Yeah.
Wow. All
right, Bill.
That is the most ill-conceived television show, I think, ever.
Yeah, and I'm going to watch it. I got to admit it. I'm going to watch the pilot, at least. But also, Almost Human, we keep talking about it.
Yes.
Okay, guys.
And I'm going to be right back.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now, Steven, while Bill's gone, we're going to talk about Sleepy Hollow. What I loved is, did you watch the second episode?
Yes.
Okay, the first episode, I like the imagery of the Headless Horseman with a shotgun and a machine gun. That was hilarious. And the stuff with Ichabod Crane and the chick, that's pretty, I like it. They're dynamic. And then the second episode, the only Headless Horseman there was is the beginning, and he was having a nightmare or whatever. So it was it's kind of Freak of the Week-ish. It's going to be like that, right?
When John Chu wakes up in the morgue, his head.
Dude, I jumped at the end of the first episode when the thing's in the mirror, and it goes whoosh, and
yeah.
I was like, whoa, and I like jumped. I was like, hey, I got to give
you can't ever quite make him out,
uh-huh.
Even in when he's there.
That's some creepy shit, isn't it? That's pretty good.
What is that demon?
I don't want to talk about it.
And he makes you do whatever he wants.
But in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., at first I thought the black guy was the black guy from Heroes. Remember the guy who could, like, phase into things? Yeah. But I don't think it was him, was it?
No.
It was just a bald black guy. Now let me ask you was it Zoe the hacker chick?
Right.
Did you like her or
no,
were
no,
you in
Sky?
Sky. Yeah. Did you like her? Or were you annoyed with her at first? She
at
grew
first,
on me.
Yeah, she was just kind of helter skelter, kind of jumping around. You know, it's like hey, blah 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 blah. Let's do this. That. You know, we're hiding from the man. Then all of a sudden, you know, she flipped real fast.
Right, and I was wondering, like,
and it's like, was that watching it, thinking about it over the time, is like, well, was so, it?
It's so
planned?
Funny on shows how they have the chick hacker, and their character's like, all right, and they can do things real fast, and they're, you know, you're not really sure they're doing anything, you know.
Well, it's like when they said they followed her photos. They traced her photos back to her phone, and so they knew how to find her.
Right.
It's like, yeah, those were on there. Oops. You know. So
they may be able to scramble the army code using the transmitters or mobile comm.
To be caught.
Right. Do you think they'll give her all sorts of tech babble, techno babble to say?
Kind of hope not.
You think she's going to be the Topher?
Or she's going to be like...
Or she's going to be the Chloe.
Chloe, yeah. That's what I loved about...
that would be a disaster.
See, we had two Chloes, remember?
Did we?
Yeah.
Barely run a game of Donkey Kong.
I don't even remember. I've tried to block everything out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, 24.
Well, Bill, you ready to do some news?
I am.
Say what?
All right, let's do the news! All right, Bill, what do we have in the news this week?
Okay, police in Deltona, Florida are trying to sniff out the identity of a man who allegedly attempted to pay his water bill with cocaine.
Say what?
Oh, my God. With coke?
With cocaine.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. The unidentified man walked into the water department office on Monday, handed the clerk an envelope that contained not a check but a small amount of white powder.
Pension for cocaine?
Evacuated employees, so hazmat teams from the sheriff's office and two separate fire departments could analyze the powder. Come on, that's a little overkill.
How did you first get introduced to the world of cocaine?
Don't they know you just stick your finger in and go... Like that, like they do
exactly.
On pop shows.
And if it's anthrax, oh well. There's, you know, you can get Cipro. It'll
like, maybe
knock
I
it
should
out.
Not have done this.
The powder was later determined to be cocaine.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. I can't even read the word without hearing Al Pacino in my head.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Does I actually drink Diet Coke?
Gary Davidson, a spokesman for the county sheriff's department, told Dayton Beach News Journal about the substance being cocaine. Surveillance cameras show the suspect is a man wearing a t-shirt and shorts. Oh.
So go figure.
Well, shit, that just sums them up.
Yeah, that guy in shorts, he looks like a guy who would have cocaine. Cocaine.
Wouldn't there be a receipt stub with his address on it? With the
maybe they would have got that. I don't know.
They don't know who to apply it to Wu's account.
Hey, here's my cocaine.
Satan has just walked into the Top Chef Master's dining room.
Okay.
Up with an envelope of cocaine. Seattle, Washington, no matter what your feelings are in illegal drug use, I think everyone can agree that the whole point why many people take them is to feel good or to try and escape from reality for a while. But on September 15th, 2013, 22-year-old Michael Allen Bray must have wanted to feel really good or desperately felt the need to unplug his brain from the Matrix for a while. He consumed a very potent combination of alcohol, marijuana, ecstasy, and mushrooms.
Holy shit.
I'm so wasted.
Unfortunately for him, the cocktail of mood-altering chemicals ended up making his day much, much worse. It started with Michael believing he was being chased by someone. The description he gave police the morning after his bad trip claimed that his pursuer was an Asian female ninja. who looked like she was from a Steven Seagal movie.
He's a nice guy. Let's do it.
This would be enough to scare anyone, but of course, the action Michael took to elude this imaginary assassin is where things go from bad to worse. He boarded a boat docked the Queen City Yacht Club. To his surprise, and the owner's detriment, the keys were inside the ignition room. Realizing the golden opportunity laying before him, Michael fired up the engines and began ramming the surrounding boats and dock.
Cut his thumb off.
Meanwhile, back in the real world, Michael had put actual lives in danger due to the fact that there were passengers aboard the other boats.
Oh, shit.
One of the yacht club members decided to take matters into his own hands and got a birdshot rifle.
I don't like boats. I don't like water.
Walked up to the boat, fired 3 to 4 shots, hitting Michael in the face. This was able to halt the boat's progress, but it was nowhere near enough to force enough force to stop the crazy. When police arrived, Michael was found naked, bleeding, and straddling the ship's stern. His first act upon being confronted by officers was to blame the ninja for shooting him. And then he told officers that he was a CIA agent while pointing at all of them and declaring, "You are dead."
Ooh, ninja star to the head. Ow!
When all was said and done, he hadn't hurt anyone, but he did cause $483,000 worth of damage. God.
All right, moving along.
That was one hell of a bad trip.
Whoa. Dude, I've got a guy who wants to sell him something.
How about dope? Grass, ash, coke, mescaline, downers, nebutyl toluol, chloral hydrates. How about uppers, amphetamines, crystal meth? I can get you crystal meth. Nitrous oxide. How about that? How about a Cadillac? I get you brand new Cadillac with the pink slip for $2,000.
How about that? How about that?
For a myriad of reasons.
Awesome.
Poor O.J. Simpson. Prison life ain't sweet.
So go figure.
Even a man
juice
tough enough to rush for 2,000 yards in a 14-game season could not resist the delectable allure of prison cookies.
I love juice. Juice makes me happy. It's nothing like a cold cup of juice.
And cookies make juice happy. O.J. Simpson, whom you may recall from a little trial in the last century, has been caught stealing from the prison cookie jar.
Ooh, cookie.
The 66-year-old Simpson, who once bypassed NFL linebackers like they were fat prison guards, was unable to
Boom. Out the ass. Cookies, out the ass. You want some cookies? What is what?
Boom, cookies.
Was
out
unable to sneak by the lunchroom sentries at the Nevada lockup. According to the article, the article in the Daily Mail, guards noticed turgid inmate 32 had something under his clothes as he returned to his cell.
Bullshit.
Upon inspection, the heist was exposed, cookies tumbled to the floor, and Simpson's new teammates laughed at him.
Aww.
OJ, I love you.
He just stood there with a goofy grin on his face as the guard kept digging inside his shirt and throwing cookies on the floor. Said an anonymous source,
"Delicious cookies."
Simpson, who now suffers severe diabetes, was let go with just a warning. He continues to serve a 33-year sentence for robbery. But will likely be released on parole in 2017 if he can stop his thieving ways.
Wow. So he shouldn't have even been eating those cookies for health reasons.
He's blown up. He's fat and he's diabetic and he's stealing cookies.
This is hilarious and frustrating.
Well, at least he's not sinking his knife into the necks of people.
Yeah. At least he's not doing that.
Ocala, Florida, something suspicious went on in the apparel department of the Walmart Wednesday night. Security guard spotted an older gentleman wearing rose blush, cherry red lipstick, and dressed as a woman, popping off the tags of several items. He had more than $800 in his wallet, but Manuel Rodriguez was caught trying to steal items and stuff them into a purse that had also been stolen from the store.
Hi!
Oh my god.
Hello, Manuel.
Public masturbation.
The guard followed Rodriguez as he entered the frozen food department, grabbed an item, and walked to the checkout line to pay for it. The guard cut off his getaway and detained Rodriguez until sheriff's deputies arrived. charged with petty theft and booked into jail still wearing his lipstick.
Checkout time.
He attempted to steal $87 worth of stuff he said he did not know. Huh? Yeah, because he had $800 in his wallet. He could have easily paid for it.
Wow.
Poor Manuel.
Poor Manuel.
Cocaine.
He needs some cocaine. Cocaine.
In casting news, Martin Freeman has been cast in the to play the BMH Macy role in the FX miniseries of Fargo.
Oh,
son of a bitch!
That's interesting.
Yeah, 10 episodes that'll follow a new case with the same tone. Oh.
I love that guy, so I'm curious about it.
Yeah.
You know.
He's a great actor. He's always good and stuff, and he plays kind of the neurotic type pretty well. So
cannot wait for the new season of Sherlock, and I cannot wait for the next Hobbit.
Yeah,
say my name.
It's going to be awesome. The Smog.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, yeah.
The dragon.
Wait, no! Spoiler! I didn't know the dragon's name!
Spoilers detected. Proceed with caution.
Calibrate that thing! It should have gone off before he even said it. Like precogs in that Tom Cruise movie that I'm blanking on. Come on.
You get to meet up with his Sherlock.
I used to have
their plane ride.
I had a brilliant mind. She did! Precog crime! Precog crime! Shit, what is that movie called, Bill?
Minority Report?
Yes! Thank you! God! I didn't
know what you were going for. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, man, I can't believe that I can remember the name Minority Report. Well, it is a really bad title, though.
It's elusive.
I mean, okay.
You're so elusive! It's like Robert Denby!
And I'm not even going to do the whole story on this, but we're going back to Florida once again. Back to Florida, where it just seems like Florida is Florida, I guess. Tallahassee man is recovering in a local hospital after he shot himself in the gut with a stolen gun after smoking a joint.
Oh, yeah, that guy's a moron.
Yeah, witnesses told deputies who responded to the McDonald's just after 8 p.m. Thursday that Charles Mac Hutchinson, Charles Big Mac Hutchinson, fell out of the car he was sitting in, clutching his stomach moments after they heard a single gunshot. I accidentally shot myself, he reportedly said. Yeah, so he's a dummy. He attempted to uncock the .38 caliber revolver while simultaneously tucking it into his waistband when he was shot. What was it cocked for?
Yeah.
Well, you never know when, you know, shit's going to go down at McDonald's, so you got to cock your revolver before you go in?
Yeah.
And I heard this McDonald's is a scary place.
I better cock my gun.
What a dingbat. And finally, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cock in the ass from either direction.
Yikes, no!
I miss Batiata. It's got to bring him up every once in a while.
Police were called at 5.05 p.m. September 19th to the Mount Royal Villa Nursing Home, where members of two families were fighting. The nursing home official said one woman called another woman a name, which led to fighting.
Oh, I wonder what name it was.
You wonderful person.
He wanted to see her sometime next week, Bill, preferably on Tuesday or Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I think that would work. That's probably what it was.
I'm going to see you sometime next week.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
The skirmish involved a Cleveland woman, 50, and a North Royalton woman, 44. So these are like family members. Aren't the actual, you know, the residents of the nursing home. These are people that shouldn't be fighting. During the ruckus, soup was spilled and one woman was knocked from her wheelchair. Oh, no. While no one at the home saw the beginning of the fight, they did see and hear punches being thrown. Both parties claim the incident was started by the other, of course. The officer noted the fight had been brewing for weeks and began when one of the woman's relatives previously arrived at the nursing home. The police had to be called on September 13th regarding an incident which racial comments were exchanged. The two women were cited for assault and disorderly conduct. Nothing like getting into a fight, throwing
soup. Who saw that coming?
Then knocking demented residents out of their wheelchairs in your fight.
Holy shit.
I love nursing homes. They're hilarious.
My
dad was at the one for almost a month getting physical therapy. Man, I go there every day and laugh my ass off at some of the stuff those people would do.
Simple assault and harassment.
I mean, it reminds you that getting old sucks, but they're still hilarious.
Big time.
Big time. All right, and that's news this week.
All right, Bill, thank you for doing the news this week. What would you say if we talked about some DVD and Blu-ray releases?
Let's do some DVDs.
I know it's kind of crazy, but let's do it.
Let's do one.
Let's do some DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, standard definition! DVDs!
Woohoo! The DVDs, everybody!
Say what?
Sorry to leave you hanging there, Steven.
That's why I let you take the solo.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the DVDs this week?
Well, we didn't talk about them last week, but I think the two biggest releases that came out this past Tuesday, the 24th here in the States, were Hannibal, season one.
Yes,
on
great
DVD
show.
And Blu-ray, and Iron Man 3.
That's right, Iron Man 3.
Yep, I picked terrible. Them both up, even though I shouldn't have because I don't really have the money for it, but I still did it anyways.
Yes, I very much enjoyed Hannibal. Great show.
Well, they teased that blooper reel online. I was like, a minute, I want the whole damn thing.
Nothing here is vegetarian.
Oh, Hannibal. He is so funny.
He's insufferable.
And, of course, I loved Iron Man 3. I know a lot of people hated it or like to complain about shit, but I don't give a crap. I loved it! And
yeah,
you can
I'm
all
a Shane
go
Black
to hell.
Junkie. I love the swagger.
And I'd like to see it again.
Okay. Starting off with a... oh, wow. This is a strange double-featured Blu-ray. I guess the Brat Pack, you'd call it. It's About Last Night in St. Elmo's Fire.
You're goddamn right.
Yeah.
Those are two movies that I don't think I'll ever own.
Why not? Come on, St. Elmo's Fire. St. Elmo's Fire!
Gonna be a man in motion.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Yes.
God
no, I think
right,
I saw
John
those
Parr.
One too many times in the 80s, just on HBO. I don't ever need to own them.
Yeah, don't need to own them in the permanent library, as they say.
Next, we have the Amity Horror Trilogy, released by Shout Factory in a very cool box.
No!
Yep, we got the original Amityville Horror from 79, then the Amityville 2, The Possession, and then Amityville 3D.
I would have cried a lot.
I don't think I've ever seen the second or the third one.
I've seen the first one when I was a kid in the theater, I remember. And I was like, what am I doing here?
You saw oh, man, you poor son of a bitch.
I'm just a little boy.
There was a house in the town I grew up with
who
that
saw
had that
coming?
Amityville horror look. Like those windows at the top of the house. Yeah, that...
But really, so that, when the movie's bad, it's not scary, really.
Oh,
the
no,
book
it's terrible.
Is frightening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which one's frightening?
The Amityville horror book.
No!
Oh, yeah. There have been, they had the people that wrote it on, like, Coast to Coast AM a number of years ago, and I was
Wasn't
up all night
hoax,
listening
though?
To that, scared shitless.
Wasn't it all a hoax?
Well, you know what? There's evidence that there wasn't, and there's evidence that there was. So it's
the couple that do the ghost hunting. I forget their name.
Oh God! Again with the ghost hunting. They never find anything.
I'm not a big Amity or ghost hunting kind of person, but yeah,
just down the street was Sheriff Brody, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Amity Police.
It was the Lutzes were the.
Yeah.
It was in, yeah. But then there's a number of the books. There's a couple of them that I know that have been written about it, but. Yeah.
It was ill conceived.
Yeah, it's all over the place, but I'm sure if you go to like Snopes, they're going to say it's false or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
it's all a hoax because I don't believe in that shit anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. All right.
But I can believe a book would be scary as hell because I've read books that have given me the creeps before.
Sure.
Because our imagination is the most powerful thing in the world.
It is?
Did you guys just hear that?
No.
Oh.
Next, we have the first season of Beauty and the Beast on DVD.
Wait. Which one? The new one or the old one?
The new one.
All right.
My name is Judge Beauty.
Good God. A Little Richard drop. I recorded the pilot episode and I never watch it, but I bet it's awesome.
I'm not really caring much.
I love CW angst shows, Bill.
No, you don't.
Say what?
You love to say you love them, but you really don't love them.
I do love them. How dare you question me?
Oh.
I question your dedication to the CW angst shows.
How soon can you finish?
Excuse me?
I can wrap this up relatively quickly.
No.
All right, moving along.
All right, moving along. They're finally reissuing that Bond 50 set, but this time it includes Skyfall.
You're goddamn right.
If you missed it the first time around, why not pick up the new one with Skyfall?
Skyfall.
And then Skyfall. I could have done without the song, but I like the movie.
Skyfall, be there, see it today. I saw it in the theater.
Yep.
And I haven't seen it since. I'm waiting for it to come on the HBO or something.
The cable.
I bought it, just never watched it. And while you're watching Public Skyfall, why not pick up Columbo season 1-4 on DVD?
All right, why not pick that shit up, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick that up.
No. They actually show it on, it's either Antenna TV or MeTV, and I find myself changing it halfway through.
How do I get those channels?
You got to get them with an antenna.
I don't
There's
have
some
one.
Channels.
But when I had an antenna, it drove me nuts because nothing came in perfect.
Well, then you need one of those better antennas.
I saw this commercial, Bill, where you just plug it in and it works, and it's crystal clear.
Oh, my God. Is that the one with the guy on the boat in the golf?
Yeah, you can get
it. And it ends with this guy sitting in the chair, and he goes, "Man, the clear TV is for real." It's like,
yeah, I'm going to get that. Apparently, it works flawlessly.
Apparently. No, you know what? I get them because I have cable. And they include the sub-channels on cable.
Oh, nice.
60 seconds to
that's
burger time.
One of the perks of cable over satellite is that they include all the sub-channels. But hopefully one day satellite will allow the sub-channels.
Mm-hmm.
But I that's my TV in my bedroom. It never leaves either Antenna TV or Retro TV.
Really?
Or Antenna TV, Retro TV, or MeTV.
Love
the
subconscious
old
type of thing.
It's like my safety zone. Like whenever I can go in the room and sit at my desk or lay on my bed and turn that on, and it's stuff that I watched when I was a kid that I still, you know, like F Troop and The Odd Couple.
My brother has started recording Gilligan's Island.
I can't. Gilligan's. I tried watching it the other night, and I even posted on Facebook. that I wanted to kill Gilligan. I wanted to hit him with a shovel and bury him alive.
I know. I love Gilligan, but when I was a kid, I thought of, like, if they would have all murdered him, like, joint pact. We kill him, never talk about it again. They would have been off the island a long time ago.
Yeah, Gilligan is just, he's a curse.
And he went on to create Breaking Bad, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is. He got off the island.
Hey, Friday, baby!
Yeah,
yeah, so, I can't stand Gilligan's Island now, because as an adult, it just drives me nuts.
You're goddamn right.
How have they not done that spoof yet? Vince Gilligan Island. That would be awesome.
Call Conan.
Did you see that Conan bit where his new project, Bill? Did you watch that?
Yeah.
That was genius, I thought. And they're like, come on, you need to rest. come with me.
Bullshit.
Hey. Conan did an episode where the entire cast of Breaking Bad was on it. It was awesome.
That was fantastic. I hated that it was only 40 minutes because I wanted so much more.
Well, I hated how, like, Jimmy Kimmel would always have his Lost episodes with cast members, and it drove me nuts. Like, Conan should be doing that shit. And he got to do it with Breaking Bad, so it was awesome.
Yeah, I wonder how that worked out.
It was just because it was the same channel as Jimmy Kimmel, ABC.
No, I mean the Conan thing.
Well, it's because I know that Conan has always talked about the show when he's had different of the cast members on over time.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's had them all on. He's had even the son on. He's had Anna Gunn on. He's had Vince Gilligan on. And he even did a thing before where he talked to the entire cast. And the actor that plays Mike Ehrmantraut, he gave Conan such a hard time on that other interview that when he showed up, I love when Conan, like, wants to shake his hand, he just keeps walking. He just gives him such a hard time.
I was wondering what that was about.
Yeah, he loves to give Conan a hard time.
All right. Next up, we have The Croods on Blu-ray, 3D, Blu-ray, DVD, digital copy.
All right.
Please excuse the crudity of this model. I didn't have time to build it to scale or to paint it.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
What?
The crudity.
I saw The Croods with my sister, with my daughter, and she loved
She's
it.
She's my sister. She's my daughter.
Oh.
And we loved it. It was great. I like The Croods a lot.
I'll have to check it out because I when I saw the animation of it, the character design is kind of off-putting.
You know.
Yeah, we talked about that before, but you really get into it when you watch the movie. It works.
I shall check it out, my friend.
All right.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. Next we have Dead Before Dawn.
Oh, Evil Dead 2? Nice!
No, this is some indie movie that with Christopher Lloyd, and it's got zombies.
With Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah, half zombie, half demon, all Zeman.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Zombie demons.
Zombies?
Yes, Zemans are unleashed on the world after college kids unwittingly create an evil curse.
21 gigawatts!
This curse causes everyone that they make eye contact with to kill themselves and turn into Zemans.
Kick-ass fun time.
All I can think of is that drink, Zima, when you say that. I love
Zeman.
Zeman.
Yeah, this sounds god-awful.
I'd rather watch Demon Knight. That was an awesome
I like Demon Knight.
I said that.
That's the one with Billy Zane, right?
Yeah, Billy Zane.
Now, the second one that had Dennis Miller, that I don't want to watch.
Oh, my God, yeah, Bordello of Blood. That was awesome.
Yes, Bordello of Blood.
Bullshit.
That was bad.
Bordello of what? What did he say?
Bullshit.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that.
All right, moving on. We have... Wow, this is... this Fright Night 2.
You're goddamn right.
What the hell? I thought they were, like, actually going to make another Fright Night, not a direct-to-video piece of shit with Jamie Murray playing the vampire.
Jamie Murray. Why is that so familiar? Who's
She's the wife of Detektar in...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a direct-to-video Fright Night 2. That's an interesting choice. Like,
yeah.
I don't quite
make?
Get Fox's reasoning, because I thought the remake Fright Night was actually pretty entertaining.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, with Colin Farrell. I watched it.
Yeah.
Say what?
I thought it was reasonably entertaining. I don't know why they made it, but I watched it and I was entertained. It's got a lot of CGI and stuff, but would you see it, Steven?
I did see it.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, yeah.
It's like not necessary, but...
That's exactly it. It's not bad, but it's not necessary.
Yeah.
All right, next on Blu-ray we have From Here to Eternity. I know, Burt Lancaster, Frank Sinatra.
Here at the Earth.
Donna Reed.
From Here to Eternity.
Yeah.
I know about that beach scene. I've seen it in a lot of movies and stuff.
All rolling around
and having relations.
Sand in there.
That's iconic.
Excuse me, Steven.
They get sand in their privates.
Oh, yeah. I hate that. And they get tar on their feet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay.
All right. Next, we have the Little Mermaid on Blu-ray in the Diamond Edition. You can get
the Little Mermaid.
Yep. You know, Under the Sea. That one. And it's in a Blu-ray 3D, so that's pretty cool. I wonder how they handle flat, you know, two-dimensional animation in 3D. Because this was one of their hand-drawn ones.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Well, that's just mean.
Yay, I don't understand what the big deal is.
Oh!
All right, The Man Who Knew Too Much is next with Jimmy Stewart and Doris Day.
Oh, have you ever seen The Woman Who Knew Too Much, Bill?
No.
Here's a clip from it.
I gotta say...
Oh, I'm sorry, that's
The
Woman
say,
Who Knew Too
I
Little.
To say,
I got the
I'm
titles
I'm Gina Marie.
Confused.
I'm only me.
Nope. The Woman
I'm Gina
knew
Marie.
Nothing,
you know...
Except who she was.
Yeah.
She knows so much that she can't put it in words. I'm Gina Marie.
I'm going to stop talking now.
Probably.
Wow.
All right, moving on. We have...
A lot.
Oh, I'm totally freaking buying this. Short Circuit double feature on Blu-ray.
Johnny Five?
Johnny
Holy
Five
shit.
Is alive.
All right.
But it comes with Short Circuit 2, you know, the one that had Fisher Stevens and Michael McKean, the really god-awful one. Yeah.
What was the DeBarge song from that? Or
Who's Johnny?
Oh, yeah. Who's Johnny? I don't know any of the rest of it.
And the whole video took place in, like, a courtroom for some reason.
Yeah, it did.
I'll never understand that. Like, DeBarge is on trial for... not knowing who Johnny is, or he knows who Johnny is? I don't get it.
He's an accomplice.
Oh, he's an accomplice to knowing who Johnny is.
Yeah, like, we don't know where Johnny is. We're throwing the book at your ass, DeBarge.
DeBarge, you're wanted for something.
And you, unless you could tell us where he is.
Error. Examine.
Here's an error on both the part of... Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon, Stuck on You on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
That's the one where they're conjoined twins and they want to, one of them wants to become an actor or something. I just remember seeing.
I stuck around for this.
A tiny little bit of it going, wow, that's terrible.
It's got some funny moments, but it's not one of the Farrelly brothers' best films. No.
Yeah. Now they're going back to the Dumb and Dumbers. They're actually shooting one now.
Yeah, they sure is, because I saw that still, Bill, in every website I looked at.
Oh, really? There's a still? I had
one
no idea.
One of the most in the world?
I hadn't seen it on every website I ever went to.
Oh, you must have not gone to a single movie website.
Apparently. That's really how I feel about movie websites.
Mm-hmm.
Next Blu-ray is This Is the End. The
boom, boom, boom.
The Seth Green or
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, sorry, yeah. It might as well be Seth Green, because this movie is freaking horrible.
Oh, I don't say that.
I watched it. I watched the whole thing, and I just didn't get it. Like, I know some of my friends think it's hilarious
tonight,
but this is just not my kind of comedy. I didn't find it funny. I just found it irritating.
Yeah, my dad said he saw it. What? Which, by the way, I don't understand, because I could have told him he shouldn't see it. It's not.
Yeah, funny.
And he was like ranting to me, and I go, "Dad, you never should have seen that movie. I could have told you you'd hate it."
You're done. End of story.
I think you have to be kind of young and
stoner.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I mean, I like those guys. I don't know if I'll laugh, but I think I will.
There's one moment that I laughed, and it involved Michael Cera, because he's playing totally different than what he's ever been.
Right, he's douche Michael Cera, right?
Yes, exactly. All right, moving on. We have Tommy Lee Jones and Volcano on Blu-ray, and I only bring this up.
Oh, my God.
I only bring this up because they're not using, like, the theatrical poster of the volcano and, you know, L.A. and all that. They took, like, a scene out of the movie, I think, where they're dropping the building to divert the volcano lava. And it's just Tommy Lee Jones running with explosions behind him. And it's flabbergasting, the choice they used for the cover art.
I always bring this up. This movie has one of those dog, will the dog get it moments where everyone's like, oh, even though everyone's dying and melting, the dog, yay. But there's a part where there's racial tension in the movie, like black dudes, white dudes not getting along. There's a part where after the volcano erupts and everyone's working together, trying to get people out, they're all covered in soot.
They all look the same.
A little boy says it out loud. We all look the same. And it's like, thank you, movie.
Yeah.
They actually have to tell us that
this movie
we're
is
all
so
working together. We're not black or white. We're ashen.
Yes.
And then the little boy. You just got to see it for the little boy. We all look the same.
No, sweetie, they just got ashy skin. They need to moisturize.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and not only is it a terrible movie, it's a terrible cover art. So.
And, Bill, I saw Volcano in the theater.
I didn't see it in the theater, but I did pay for it at a hotel while my dad and I were traveling. And when I saw they had it, I was all excited. Like, oh, Volcano.
Now, did you see Dante's Peak?
In the theater? No.
Yes.
Nope, no, but I did go to La Brea Tar Pits and didn't see one single volcano.
No, La Brea Tar Pits. Yeah, because it's a tar pit, right?
But that's where the volcano was.
Yeah, that's where it forms.
You didn't watch the movie at all, did
it's
you?
It's a tar volcano.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. It's all it's hot tar lava.
That's what keeps it tar.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
So we're not going to fight anymore.
Oh,
okay. All I know is I'm gonna rescue someone off the back of a subway car, and I'm gonna jump into the lava, and like my legs are gonna go burn down to my knees, but I'm gonna save
the
person anyway.
Oh my god, that is it. I remember that. Oh my god, that was awesome. I was like, it's the dude from Fargo.
Yeah, and then to me it was, hey, it's Drew Carey's brother from the Drew Carey show.
It was. He's like, no!
Oh, my legs are melting.
It's like, come on, man. The Terminator never bitched about it. Come on.
No.
We got this one kid, Mongo.
He just needed to deal with it, yo. He was saving somebody off the back of a subway car.
He was very heroic. And I think he saved the dog, too.
Oh, did he save a dog, too?
Kick-ass fun time.
Well, he's just full of savings.
Mm-hmm.
He should open a bank account.
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Good God.
I love that.
That's bullshit.
All right, and finally, where we can all call it a night, finally, the Blu-ray of Wizard of Oz 3D 75th Anniversary Edition.
Oh, yeah, it's the original, and they've made it some kind of 3D type stuff, right?
Yeah.
It is like the Wizard of Oz.
They're even showing it in the IMAX I saw when I was there yesterday.
Oh, that's Oz, Foggy. Oh, jeez.
That would be disturbing to see on IMAX.
That's some great music, though, isn't it?
It's funky.
In my dreams, I am the wizard master.
No, not that wizard. Oh, I love that guy.
I had a friend that asked me what the best Nightmare on Elm Street movie was, and I had to say it was Dream Warriors.
It's the Dream Warriors, man! Were you kidding me?
Sorry, kid. I don't believe in fairy tales.
Wizard master!
Hot and deadly.
This is hilarious and frustrating.
That's awesome. That would be interesting seeing this revamped Wizard of Oz in 3D. Or some people, like on AVS forum, going, this is a travesty!
I can't believe the amount of edge enhancement.
Kick-ass fun time.
Yeah. Maybe some people just think it's cool because everyone bought a 3D TV and they're like, I gotta watch something on this shit.
Yeah,
what?
I don't know. I don't... That's a tough one, the Wizard of Oz 3D thing. I didn't quite understand the reasoning. I mean, I know it's the 75th anniversary edition. They're going back. They're, you know, sprucing it up. But I just don't get the conversion to 3D at all.
We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild.
They jump off the screen now.
Oh, I want to see those little dudes.
3D munchkins.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right, Bill, is that our DVDs this week?
That is.
Thank you for doing the DVDs this week. Woohoo!
Boobs, boobs, butt, butt, meh, 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 meh.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And
I didn't hear that once mentioned. Wow. Just think, by the time this episode I put this out, Bill, Breaking Bad will have aired its finale.
How about that shit?
Wow. It's going to be quite a thing, man, to watch.
I can't wait. I know I'm going to have to wait because I'm not going to be able to watch it with commercials. That would be just torture.
Oh, I know. And plus, there's so many Sunday. Like,
yeah, I'll wait till an hour or so after it airs and watch it.
I'm really excited about it. I keep, you know, some people like to predict, what do you think's going to happen? I've never been able to predict anything that happens on this show.
What? If I could, I'd be disappointed.
Yeah. And I don't want to be disappointed.
You're goddamn right.
I just want to enjoy the ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I heard that, mother sucker. Woohoo.
Snort some coke off a stripper's butt.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I got my shows confused.
Geek Friday, baby!
What'd you think of the black guy on Fancasm, though? Was he trying too hard?
He was phony. He was way too phony.
He's like, I'm a player, I hit on all the chicks kind of thing.
Yeah, there was even a moment where, like, he drops his sunglasses, and he was just like, he was putting on an air.
Yeah, I did think it's funny when the other guy broke his glasses.
Yeah,
and when he goes to meet George Takei, he's like, hey, it's nice to meet you. And he's all squinty. Like, I think that's him.
He looks Asian.
He's geek. Why didn't he just put the tape around his glasses, hold them together? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been beautiful.
All right, everyone. That was episode 282 of Entertainment Landfill. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to go to etlandfill.com, you can find a link to all of us on Twitter. You can find a link to the Entertainment Landfill fan club on Facebook. You should join us there. It's pretty awesome.
Join the discussion.
Yes, the discussion of all sorts of cool stuff.
I mean, okay.
And also, you can find a link to our archive. It's hard to say that. with all of our episodes. Check them all out. Everything we've ever had.
Snatch me up. I'm 100% snatchable.
Yes, go snatch those episodes up. Also, if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, send it to nimpodcast@gmail.com, like Hannah, Scott, and Rick. I don't think our voicemail number works again. I'm going to have to redo that. It's 1206-339-1239. By now, it had to have expired because no one said anything for a while.
Oh,
Arsenio has something he wants to tell us, I think.
Public masturbation.
He wants to be the new Arnold Horseshit.
Was he trying to say that like Bill Clinton when he said that? Because
I think you're right.
He's like, oh, he's not the president anymore? It's been a while since I did a show. It's like,
he was the last time, right?
He's over there playing saxophone right now.
He's living in a different time, isn't he? Wow. But, you know, I wanted to mention my dad published a book, self-published a book on Lulu.com. What's cool about the internet is they have all these cool different websites and things. There's Book Baby, Lulu, and there's another one, I can't remember its name, where you can publish your own works.
I know Amazon even has something.
Yeah, they can distribute it over Kindle, over the Nook, the Barnes & Noble Nook. They can distribute it over, what am I forgetting?
iPad.
iPad, yeah. And also there's a Google Play store where you can, I get books on Google Play because I have Android. But also they have Google Books, which I don't know what that is. I guess you just order from them. But Lulu distributes it where you can have the paperback form or the digital copy, you know?
And it's really not that much more.
No, it's not. And I think my dad said that he actually makes more off the digital copies because there's no physical product, you know?
Oh, okay.
But I can't get his autograph on my iPad.
Yeah, that's true, Stephen. I'd actually like to own... I'm going to order the paperback of it just to have it. It's like, my dad wrote this. And I read the book, and it's a good read. It's very... it's about my dad's life when he was a lot younger, before I was born. And it has to do with a period of time where he was in... If anyone's interested in, like, you were in, like, a religion and you got out of it, like, my dad was a Jehovah's Witness. And a lot of it is how his beliefs changed over time. It's very interesting. And I hope you check it out. But I'll link it on our website. And you can find a link on our Facebook fan club. And, Bill, I want to thank you. You ordered a copy?
Yep, I have it. I ordered the digital copy and then converted it using software called Caliber because it comes as an EPUB. And I think the Kindle uses Mobi. Yeah, like Mobi file. And you have to convert it. But it converted beautifully, and it was a free program to do it. So
nice.
Yeah.
My dad said that it'll appear on Amazon, but it takes like 5 weeks to do it. And
oh,
Heather's friend, Rosanna, she ordered a copy too, which I thought that was really cool of her. Very cool.
Yeah, I just felt like I should do it. Like, your dad's a cool guy, and you actually sent me the book. And I was just like, you know what? He deserves it. He put his heart out there in this thing, and
yeah,
I just figured I should buy a copy.
I sat there and read, and there's stuff about that my dad says that I never knew happened to him, and it's just pretty crazy to someone you've known your whole life, like, holy shit, like, he actually lived a life before I was born, or, you know.
Yeah, there's some hardcore stuff in there, especially in the, you know, the 60s.
Well, if I put myself in the same age he was when things happened, there's no way I could have handled it, is the way I feel like.
Yeah.
There's no way I could have gone through that.
No.
But I guess you just deal with things as they come to you, you know? But it's called I Wept Through the Rivers of Babylon. That's a pretty heady title there.
That is.
Like, holy shit. But, yeah, check that out, Stephen. You'll love it. Also, Bill, I'm reading a book called Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson.
I'm going to start reading it.
It's a really cool book. I'm about 90 pages into it, and I'm loving it. It's a page-turner. And what it's about
right
is...
Right here next to me.
I want to plug it where... Picture a world of superheroes, people with superpowers. Think of like Heroes or something, but they're all evil. Nobody's good.
That'll be next after...
And this is about humans trying to deal with it.
I'll do that one after John dies in the end.
John dies in the end. Yeah, Steven's reading that. And I know it was a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie.
Yeah, but it's also a book, apparently.
It was a book first, obviously.
Yeah. Oh!
Come on, geez.
Geek Friday, baby!
But in Steelheart, picture this. Superman as a murderous psychopath. Think of something like that. That'd be pretty
awesome.
Effed up. But
apparently, that's what he was in Man of Steel, according to some people.
He would never kill anybody. This is
can't believe that happened.
He'll fly backwards and make time go backwards.
Zack Snyder can go to hell.
Oh, come on.
Good Superman.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Laters. Bye, Bill. Bye, Steven.
Later.
Bye.
Later
bye.
Days.
How about dope? Grass, ash, coke, mescaline, downers, nebutal, toluol, chloral hydrates. How about uppers, amphetamines, crystal meth? I can get you crystal meth, nitrous oxide. How about that? How about a Cadillac? I get you a brand new Cadillac with the pink slip for $2,000.
Fun time.
Now this is podcasting.
I gotta say, I'm Gina Marie. I'm only me. I'm Gina Marie.
boobs, butt, meh.
You're a jackass. I love you.
Say what?